What's up, dudes? How's it going out there? It's your boys.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. How you doing?
My e-cig busted.
Why has it got duct tape on it, dude? That's not good.
I dropped it drunkenly walking out of here Thursday.
You dropped it walking out of here on Thursday?
On the concrete.
That sucks, dude.
In the glass.
You weren't even that drunk on Thursday, man.
I was tired.
So chat is loading, but you can look at it over here. We're very dark. Because usually chat illuminates us. What's up, Pro Xbox and Drogan? How you guys doing?
So you have chat up, man. I'm the late one, but you're later than me.
I literally opened it at 1:52. So here's the thing. I'm installing Windows on this computer, and so I think it's very angry at me for trying to do more than one thing at once. It might be angry at me for doing one thing.
Yeah.
You know, but it's eventually going to open. Okay, eventually. It's just weird to me that Audition opens and records just fine. Chrome opens, shows our playback just fine. But you know what doesn't work?
What?
A simple program to display Twitch chat. That's the one that's like, nah.
It's got to connect to the
internet. Nah, that one's
going to
take forever. No, that part hasn't even loaded up yet.
I don't know.
It hasn't even shown the part where you connect.
I'm going to fall asleep. That cool?
That's fine, man.
You host the show by yourself.
That's fine, man. I can do that. All right, today we're going to talk about knitting needles and knitting accessories, all right, and how important it is to go to your grandmother's house and learn how to knit, all right?
You keep talking about that. I'm going to fall asleep.
Well, I thought you'd be interested in that.
That's
you love knitting.
Topic.
People
what
don't usually know about that, about you, that you're a secret knitter. But, I mean, that you don't know this, chat, but Colby's hat right now, he is too humble to admit it. But that hat he's wearing right now, he actually knit himself.
Yeah.
That's a self-knit. That's a Colby original right there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Spun it with my ass. Yes.
Wait, why has it always got to go there? Like, immediately.
Comes out my butt. I'm a fucking spider. I'm a thread spider.
Don't all spiders make thread?
Silk.
Well, that's thread, right?
No.
Okay.
You can't take the direct fucking spider silk out the spider's ass and use it to knit a beanie.
That would
take you forever because it's real thin.
How do they get silk out of a spider? They don't really get silk out of spiders,
yes,
do they?
Yes, they stick a needle up the butt and then just...
But it's not like infinite. There's not like an infinite
amount.
No,
they drain spiders. They just drain them.
That cannot be.
They use them for, you know...
Loyal says, pretty sure it comes out their mouth.
Slavery. No.
Spider slavery? That's how you think it happens?
Yeah.
They just got a bunch of spiders hooked up to machines, and it's milking their butts all day long. That's how you think people's pajamas are made.
Out of the spider's butt. That's 1,000% true.
But how do you think that they make bed sheets out of that, man?
That's not the only way
to get
silk.
I don't think that's how you get silk.
I'm saying spiders spin silk
through
their
buttholes. I think spiders make silk in their butts, but you don't actually get silk from spiders. There's nothing made actually from spider silk.
Nope.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's
Google
like...
Google it, man. Let's see if we can find some spider silk products.
I just want to see how long it takes for chat to open at this point.
I don't give a fuck. Go over there and
but
Google
if I do, I can't see chat.
I don't care.
But they're telling us all about spider silk.
Yeah, but they wrong.
But Drogan agrees with you.
Yeah, see, he right.
It's very confusing right now. Just, I feel like this is all over the board. Don't know if...
No, I'm right.
You know.
I know what I'm saying. I'm right.
All right, we'll Google it. Where does silk come from? CBS Detroit. Do we trust that?
No.
Hey, look, chat finally showed up. Do we trust CBS? Let's look at Wikipedia. I don't trust anything that comes out of Detroit.
Yeah, fuck
there
that
we go.
Place. Robots.
Silk is a natural protein fiber, some forms of which can be woven into textiles. The protein fiber of silk is composed mostly of fibroin, and is produced by certain insect larvae to form cocoons. The best-known silk is obtained from the cocoons of larvae of the mulberry silkworm Bombyx mori. Reared in captivity, the shimmering appearance of silk due to the triangular prism-like structure of the silk fiber, which allows silk cloth to refract incoming light at different angles, thus producing different colors. Silk is produced by several insects, but generally, only the silk of the moth caterpillars has been used for textile manufacturing. They're literally getting all this silk from bugs. Is there a YouTube video?
Other types of anthropod produce silk, most notably various arachnids such as spiders.
Oh, no one debated that. Silk came from spiders. No one.
Bam!
No one was saying
YouTube
silk
and, watch a spider spin in its web, man.
That's what I was going to do, but you were yelling at me.
Sorry, I wanted to prove my point that I am correct.
I'm going to look at a video of silk manufacturing. I'm very interested. I don't think we're going to want to know this, actually.
Most likely not.
I don't think we're going to want to know this. Get out of here with your music. Okay, so we got some worms. They just eaten. Literally, we're watching worms eat. We could have cut this part out of the YouTube video, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How much of our life are we going to spend watching these worms eat?
It takes a long time for them to eat and produce silk.
Okay, so here they are spinning silk. Okay, they're making their cocoon. They're chrysalis, right? So we fatten the boys up, and they make this thing. Okay, so we got a big cocoon. Looks like it's made of silk. Okay. Can we get to the next part, please? Okay, so now we got a box filled with cocoons. And a bunch of Chinese people speaking in the background.
Dude, what is happening? This is uninteresting.
There's
click
two.
The spider
we're
one.
4 minutes in before we get to the process of the actual silk. Okay, so now all of the cocoons are boiling. They just put all the cocoons in a pot of boiling water.
And they're stringing.
So this is the part I wanted to know. How did we get from there to it being a string on a spool? They skipped the entire part we wanted to know.
No, I'm assuming they find the end of the cocoon, wherever that is. You grab it, you pull some out. Hey!
Why do we have
then
to assume?
Then you get 50 of them. You bunch them together, twist them around, and then pull them through a hole, and then it makes a string.
Why do we have to assume? Why don't they show us that part?
Because this is a terrible fucking video.
We spent 4 minutes watching worms crawl around,
yeah.
And then they don't show
you
us?
You know how you had to figure out how worms did shit back before YouTube and Google existed? It took a lot longer than that, man.
Here's how it's made. All right,
silk fabric originated
here we go.
In China.
Perfect. Narrated.
Perfect for American idiots to understand.
Yep. Now we don't even have to do anything. Let this guy talk.
Silkworms when they make their cocoons. Sericulture.
It's a great show. Educational. You learn stuff
for
here.
Production.
This is on a science channel, man.
Countries.
That's not even a real channel.
I love how it's made, man. I watch that shit all the time.
Me too. Look at that pillar. Okay, we're ready to look at this pillow.
That pillar?
That pillar right there.
God, give me a pillar. I want to take a nap.
It's elegant and luxurious. Or is prized throughout the ages.
Silk ties, yeah, dude.
It's hard to believe this beautiful fabric comes from worms.
Okay.
The female silkworm lays up to 400 eggs in one shot, then promptly dies. Each egg, about 2 weeks later, hatches into a larva. The larva feeds on fresh mulberry leaves continuously, increasing its body weight 10,000-fold and growing to a length of about 3 inches. Then, as it enters the pupa phase of its life cycle,
pupa.
It excretes liquid raw silk from salivary glands in its mouth.
Comes from its mouth, dude.
When that liquid silk contacts with the air, it hardens into a single thread. Pupating larva winds that thread around itself into a thick, cozy cocoon.
Okay.
Normally, the pupa inside becomes a moth.
Loyal, I was talking about spiders.
Yeah, Loyal, yeah.
However, this severs the continuous silk thread. So to keep the thread intact, they boiled the cocoon for about 3 minutes to kill the pupa inside.
Okay. Already better.
This is definitely.
Already better than that. Like, they just skip to the pot phase, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or transforms into a moth. Boiling the cocoons
they look
also
like
makes
lemons.
The wound thread easier to unravel by melting away most of the sericin, the gelatinous protein that binds it.
Sericin, great band.
To harvest the silk, they take threads from 30 to 50 cocoons at a time. They feed them all together through a hole in the bamboo stick onto a hand-operated reel.
So you're right. They literally just find the end.
Mm-hmm.
How do they do that? How long would that take?
I would hate my life.
It would take so long, dude.
I hate my life.
Oh, my God.
Then, Slowly and carefully, they turn the reel, unraveling the cocoons.
You're telling me there's no other process to get that silk out of there? Like, there ain't no robot boys going around and picking the string out of the...
Yeah, there's some Chinaman who is finding the end of the thread on the cocoon, and then he's feeding it up into this log. And after they do that a dozen times, then the machine will make it into one long piece of silk, thicker than a single thread. That's what's happening, dude.
As the thread passes together,
that's why silk is so expensive, would be my guess.
The remaining Saracen glues them together, forming a single thicker thread.
Thick.
These boys are thick.
The silk threads coming together are so fine, only about 1/100th of a millimeter in diameter, that it takes 2,000 to 3,000 cocoons to produce a pound of silk thread.
Dude, this is stupid.
Unraveling cocoons is a time-consuming process because a single thread can be as long as 9 professional soccer fields. To make this feather-like silk thread easier to handle, they weigh it down with sand before rolling it into a bundle. Next, they wash away the sand and remaining Saracen, then bleach the thread so it will uniformly absorb this synthetic dye. It's critical to monitor the ratio of dye to hot water, as well as water temperature.
There's
and
just dudes
time,
dunking thread into pools
combined,
right now.
Affect the quality of the color. After rinsing away the excess dye
it's
with
blue.
Warm water, they hang the thread to dry.
Shouldn't bleach be... Maybe this has already died.
Yes. Did you miss that part?
Yeah, I'm
an
idiot. This is too sciencey for me, man.
They mount the bundles of dry dyed silk thread on a big machine, which transfers them to smaller rollers.
On a big machine.
So all this is automated. But the hardest part is not.
Those rollers then go on an automated machine, which transfers the thread to small bobbins.
Dude, that is...
To small bobbins.
We learned way too much today, man.
Google a spider making its fucking web, man. I want to prove my fucking point of this whole goddamn thing.
Does silk come out of a spider's butt?
The silk organs of spiders are called spinnerets. Spiders usually have 3 pairs of them. Each spinneret bears microscopic spigots that release the silk.
I mean, the spider doesn't really have its butt, but just look at it and tell me where it comes out of.
I know. Why aren't there graphs?
YouTube, a spider making a web, man.
There we go. Yahoo answers, dude.
YouTube, a spider making its web.
The web strands come out of their fore near the rear tip of the abdomen, near the vent. The spider has complete control of the kind of webbing it exudes. It could be a single strand with no sticky glue, or it could be a swath used to wrap its prey, or it could be a strand with periodical loops of glue, the prey can get caught on. Well, spider walks in its own web, only grabs the strands onto or no glue, otherwise it would get caught in its own web.
Bam.
So, some spiders do not actually have a butt. It would be described as a silk from the webs come from the spinnerets near the rearmost portion of its spider. It comes from its butt.
It comes from its butt.
It's
These
from
people
its butt.
Are assholes for
it's
not just
its
saying
butt.
Its butt.
Yeah. It's spinnerets. It's its butt.
Welcome to 13 minutes of spider knowledge.
So, what we have learned, okay, is that worms make silk from their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are mercilessly boiled alive and then turned into pajamas for rich jerks to wear around.
Yep.
And spiders make silk, but it's not really silk. It's not the silk you wear.
No.
It's like...
But no. They can use...
It's like how yaks make milk.
I thought it was
you know?
The strongest silk.
It might be.
Or was that a movie
But
thing?
They ain't using it. It can't be mass-produced.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the movie Get Smart?
Oh.
With Steve Carell in it?
No.
Those guys make a grappling hook out of spider silk, I'm pretty sure.
What about Spider-Man? His silk's pretty strong.
Boom. See, y'all?
Yeah. Mm. So he was so good to drugs today.
Yeah, no, I remember it. They come out of their butt because...
comes out of his wrists.
YouTube channel made an anatomically correct Spider-Man where he's shooting webs out of his butt.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not out of his butt. It's out of his anal spinnerets.
Yeah, I mean, it's out of his butt.
It's anal spinnerets, dude. That's what it is. That's what it is. All right. Spider shoots 25-meter web. Bad Juju just sent us this
it's
horrifying thing.
Darwin's butt.
God. Fuck that, man. Strategy.
You don't like this?
I don't like the eyes, man. It reminds me of whatever the hell the thing is.
Oh, that's... I squash spiders immediately, right? Oh, dude. Is that his butt?
Yeah.
Oh, this is pornographic, dude. This makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Like a real-life spider woman, she sprays strands of silk.
She can't. They can't say Spider-Man.
Is this a goddamn? Oh, it's Earth.
This is BBC Earth, dude. Okay.
Is this the same dude who does Blue Planet?
Yeah.
Because we got
Sir Richard Attenborough.
Yeah, we got serrated on YouTube.
Yes, we did.
Every few seconds, she crimps the strands together to stop them spreading too widely.
Someone needs to swat that thing. Just swat it right now.
The breeze will do the rest. Blowing the threads into a single line and a 25-meter bridge.
I mean, look now how big its butt is. Of course the silk's in its butt.
Because her web will hang.
That's where it keeps all the silk. In its butt.
Look at that risky climb, man. Look
but
at that.
There's something bouncing the line at the other end.
Dude, I would smash spiders
Another
so fast.
Darwin spider is trying to
spiders are the devil.
Of her hard work.
Watch this, but with no video. We play Marvin Gaye
she
during
this. Deal with the intruder head on.
See, not even spiders like other spiders.
The cut line is an inconvenience, but no more than that.
Dude, oh my god.
Could you imagine the spider like actually having like a fight? Oh, this is an inconvenience, but no more than that, you pathetic twerp. I am a dainty English spider, and I can shoot my web 25 meters.
How dare you and your peasant boy get on my web? I've spent hours spinning this.
You have severed my rope, but...
I'm specifically going to stop by your neck of the woods only for mere trinkets. You are not allowed to come back to my castle via my web bridge thing. Begone with you, vile demon, begone.
Did you hear that noise? It's like a whoop.
Yeah, it was my butt.
That was impressive.
I spun some web.
It's very impressive, yeah. So we learned a lot today. Dude, this show is literally educational, man.
The more you know, guys.
Oh, it's probably my Windows finally being updated, right? You think it's done?
Yeah, man.
Think it's done? Uh-oh. No. Let's see.
You fucked
Hey, we
up.
Found it, dude. Let's start with the region. Is this right? The United States. Oh, it says listening. Don't listen.
It's listening.
Stop listening. I don't like that it's listening to me. Okay, it stopped listening. Okay, all right, back to this. We'll finish that installation later.
Good God.
Why was it listening to me, man? No one asked you to listen to me, Windows. Hi, CIA, how you doing? Don't be doing good.
Why are you installing Windows on your Mac?
Because I want to run Jazzler on my Mac instead of on the Windows computer.
No.
But it's only on Windows, and the Windows version of that is $40 because Macs have to be expensive.
You mean the Mac version of it is
Well, $40? No, there's a Mac equivalent. Jazzler doesn't make a Mac version. There's a Mac equivalent, and because Macs are all for hipsters and jerks, it's $40.
Yep.
I bought the one for Windows. I think it was $6. Mm. Reasonable for a program where you click a button and it goes like that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay? Not $40.
Yeah,
I refuse to pay $40.
Yeah.
Refuse. So instead, I'm installing Windows in a virtual machine on my Mac so I can run a $6 program.
There you go.
Yeah. Makes
That's
sense,
totally
right?
Totally logical, yeah, man.
It's not logical, but it is frugal.
I think you're good.
And you want to give me $40?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then let me live my life, man.
I ain't judging.
You sounded like you were judging.
I'm judging.
Yeah, I knew you were judging.
You're a cheap piece of shit. That's what you are.
Well, hey, guys. Welcome to the show. Seth and Colby Show. We talk about stuff and things and spiders' butts and silk and... And that happens... Oh, God!
Quada!
You poked me in my temple, dude. That's where my brain is.
That was the point.
How is MAGA, Seth? Good. I mean, he wouldn't even buy the wifey lipsticks. Okay, you tell me this, dude. Mm. All right? Chris and I went to Target the other day. Okay, because I had to buy shampoo. All right?
Why you need shampoo?
To clean my hair. Why else would I need shampoo?
Why you got to clean your hair? You got nobody to impress now. You're married. You don't go outside. You just start dying.
You're fat. Anyway, all right? We walk by this lipstick, okay?
Uh-huh.
And Chris, like, goes, like, oh, look at the lipstick.
Oh, my lipstick.
Okay? It's nude lipstick. Why?
Yes, I would like to buy this dress. It looks like a naked woman, please.
Like, it's lipstick that turns your lips the same color as your face.
That's real dumb.
Isn't that dumb?
That's real dumb, Chris.
It doesn't make any sense. Why keep looking over there? Is she in here?
No, I'm just yelling at her.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she can hear me, maybe not.
She can't. Is Sultry said that Colbert is Sultry Z-Swigs? No. Absolutely not. This show is not better than my show. That's why you sub there and not here. Thank you. Don't do this to me again, Seth. Listen, okay? Here's the thing. It doesn't make sense. Drogon explained it better than the women did, first of all, so I want to give big props to him. He said he grew up with a lot of women in his life, so he learned a lot about makeup, yeah. And he explained it to me in the best possible way. Taylor's just, like, posting photos where she likes, here's what it looks like here, here's what it looks like here. It's like it's exactly the same as her regular lips, you know? And Taco Truck's in the chat being like, I'll just buy you lip gloss. And then Taylor's like, no, it's not lip gloss because sometimes it's matte. So it's like, there you go, man. Did you enjoy your nude lipstick? I just applied it to you. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it too. Looks good. And they're like, and Taylor and Chris are acting like it's the most important thing you could possibly have in your repertoire. And if that's the case, then why doesn't Chris already have it? Hmm? See, and Brit's like, see, all women should have at least one nude lipstick. See, even Brit's on board.
Women are weird, man. What can I say?
If it helps, nude lipstick makes no sense to me either, and I'm a girl. Thank you, Loyal. You are forgiven for being wrong about spider butts, all right?
You don't. Nope.
Lip gloss and lipstick isn't the same thing. I agree, but nude lipstick is lip gloss.
Nope.
Unless it's not glossy, and then it's just a waste of money.
I don't understand anything that makeup.
I don't either, dude. Does. I don't either.
You guys are weird.
But Taylor's like, you buy shampoo, but not lipstick. Don't you need shampoo more than lipstick?
I mean, like I said, for you, no.
I hate everything about who you are, man. You know what? I'm going to show some embarrassing photos of you.
That's fine.
Okay, I don't have any, so.
Most of them are in the intro.
Yeah, all three of them.
Yep. Yeah.
You okay over there, man?
Yeah,
you look like you're about to pass out.
I'm fucking tired.
Dude, why'd you stay out so late?
It's not, I stayed up a little late.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. My throat and nose and shit is still kind of present from being sick.
Okay.
It especially peaks right when I'm trying to go to bed.
Okay.
So my throat's all fucking raspy, and then, like, I have this twinge that just won't stop me coughing.
Okay.
At night.
Yeah, I know that.
So, yeah, I was just up for 2-3 hours of probably should be being asleep time, just coughing.
Okay.
I get up, I try all my remedies, cough syrup, prescribed
what
codeine.
What about hammer to your head?
Honey. Yeah, I mean, that's the next one. My next step.
Just get a rubber mallet and give it to Britt and be like, Britt, not too hard, but hard enough, you know?
That will not help the throat.
Yeah, but you'll pass out and you won't know it hurts.
Yeah, but it will wake me back up because I'm coughing.
I don't think coffee could wake you up from being passed out.
I think it can.
I don't know, man. We have to try it at least once.
Nah.
It's because you're laying down. Try to sleep with your head raised, like in a chair.
That's how I was last night.
Did it help?
Nope. Nope.
Colby's unhelpable.
It's bad. I hate it. I fucking hate it.
Yeah. I have a video Snapchats from last night, but I don't think they're worth playing. You ruined it by telling Pinella that we play them on the show.
Yeah. Yep. You're welcome.
Because, you know, do you know what his Snapchats are?
Yes, I recall the phone being in my face.
Okay, do you remember, but take a guess of what they are. You should remember one because you addressed me personally, but there's a second one afterwards. Do you remember it? Because I don't think you noticed the camera this time.
No, probably not.
It is probably 15 seconds of Britt real up close in the camera just laughing.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was, I told him to send me that, but no, he just put it up on his story
right.
For the internet to
well,
see.
Well, here's my theory, okay? Like, Britt. I mean, she's part of the show, but she's not on the show. I don't feel like she's show fodder to make fun of, okay? I feel like he's daring me to play it. Because he's like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to record this, and it's got a little bit of you in it. But it's mostly about Britt embarrassing herself. So I feel like he's daring me to do it. And I don't know what to do. Because if I don't play it, Britt wins, I don't embarrass her in front of everybody. But if I also don't play it, Pinella wins.
Isn't it already embarrassing enough that it's on Pinella's Snapchat?
Well, you still continue to hang out with him, so you can't be that embarrassed.
I mean,
you can't be like, this is so embarrassing as I do it twice every week. And it's not, no one's going to buy that, man.
No, it's not embarrassing to hang out with the man. It's embarrassing to be publicly shamed on a Snapchat for.
Well, it's also embarrassing that she's laughing right in front of a giant poster that just says Edward and Bella on it from Twilight.
Yeah.
Not well, embarrassing for her. Embarrassing for whoever has that up in their home.
Oh, yeah, that's Lizzie.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Nah. She don't care.
Drogan says salt water with lemon juice gargle, preferably chamomile tea with lots of honey.
Salt water. I might try that one. I forgot.
I have heard
that.
Salt water works.
Yeah.
Why don't you just try them all?
I typically took shots of whiskey, but now I'm out of whiskey at my house. I need more.
Here's what you do.
Taylor.
Get a big... Are you asking Taylor to send you liquor?
What?
Wow, that's shameless, bro.
I literally have made that. I made that Crown Royal last until last
It lasted
week?
Longer than my Johnny Walker did.
Yeah, last week.
Okay, here's what you do.
I did raw honey. That's what I do every night, and it still don't help.
Get a big mug, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Fill it 3/4 full salt water, all right? Add whiskey, honey, chamomile tea, lemon juice. Throw it back.
No, you're not supposed to drink the salt water. You're supposed to gargle with it.
Throw it back. Gargle it and then drink it. Because you'll
that
either...
might do it.
I think that has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if that put Tabasco in it, too. Mm. Make like the world's grossest Bloody Mary.
Pour it up your nose?
Yeah. Have you tried a neti pot? I hear those neti pots work great.
Fuck no.
But I don't think that's going to solve you with...
Throat
issues, right?
Yeah, no.
That's just nasal and sinuses.
Yeah.
But I've never tried it either, so I don't know. I've made him something similar and he won't drink it. Well, that doesn't sound like Colby.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Wussing out on something that would help him? What?
It was disgusting.
Did you drink it? Because she said you won't drink it.
I took a sip. And
that's that not drinking it, man.
That's what I said. I never said I drank it. I said
she
it was
said
disgusting.
She said you won't drink it.
That's because it's disgusting.
But how do you know if you never drank it?
Because I've had a sip of it.
Sipping isn't drinking.
You fucking twat. This is why my goddamn throat hurts. It's because you make me yell.
You yell twice a week at me and that's why your throat hurts?
Yes, it will never heal. Because you consistently rip the vocal cords and then
don't,
cause me to...
Don't yell.
I can't. Now
stop,
you.
Stop yelling.
You make me yell like crazy.
Well, don't do it.
Mm. I'm forgetting what Britt laughed about last night so hard.
Flonase. I think the neti pot's like that on steroids, right? Lemon juice is what opera singers use to clear and open your throat. I don't know. Trevor went to put his phone in his pocket, missed it, and hit the dog with his phone. Poor Maverick. That sucks. Oh, that's actually funny, but not funny.
That's
poor
funny.
Britt trying to help an unappreciative Colby. Yeah. I mean, I think Colby appreciates it. He just doesn't. Follow through.
No, it was a terrible gesture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Open your throat, relax the jaw, pour lemon juice down it. That's what you do, man.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
Dude, the chat's trying to help you.
I appreciate all these tips, actually. I'll try a couple.
So what you're saying is that all these people that are giving you tips, you're saying yes, but you really are thinking no, but Taylor should send you whiskey, because that's what actually helps.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Or I should just go get whiskey, but yeah, I need to do that.
What whiskey are you going to get?
I don't know.
The cheap Royal
Reserve.
Reserve, yeah.
Reserve Royal or something, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
What is it?
I think it's Rare Reserve.
Rich
Royal,
and Rare.
Rich and Rare Reserve. That's it.
That's it.
Stupid. I'll send some raw honey. Thanks, Acid. I'll keep it, though. I'm not giving it to him. He won't use it.
Why the fuck not? I use it
you
every night.
You will not either.
I used raw honey last night.
Only if Britt tells me that you'll use it will I give it to you. All right? I'm at phone at work. Colby just cursed so loud. My manager said, are you watching that sunshine? Yeah. That guy sucks. Block him. Roasted.
He's a real dumb person.
So what'd you do last night, man?
It was Lizzie's birthday.
Well, I saw in the Snapchat that they went to a fancy dinner and you weren't there.
Yeah.
Did you not get invited to dinner?
No, we did. We just showed up late.
What a shocker. You late?
On, Britt was putting on her nude lipstick.
I don't feel like she actually was. Hey, Bittis. I don't feel like she actually was. I don't think she was wearing nude lipstick.
No, that was a joke.
Okay. Where'd they go to eat?
12.
Oh, that place is way too expensive.
It's fine. Our bill was not fine, but it was fine.
What do you... I just said it's too expensive, then you said it's fine. My bill wasn't fine, but it
was
fine.
I got a lot of shit. Like, they got chicken parm and paid $15.
Yeah. It's stupid.
That's not bad.
It cost them $3 to make chicken parm.
I mean, chicken parm, why you would order that at a fancy restaurant, I don't have a clue, but...
What'd you get?
Oh, I got steak.
Sorry for asking.
I got a big old mushroom onion steak with broccoli and sweet potato creme.
Creme?
No, what is it?
I don't know.
What is it when they turn something into paste? It's an S word. Starts with an S. Anywho. It was a
taco would know.
Sweet potato paste.
Okay.
This is what a sorb.
Are you talking about a puree?
Puree, that's it. That's it.
Well, pate.
Not pate.
Okay.
Pastelizing?
Sorry, Taco. The thing that he described is not what he meant.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, puree.
So it was good?
With a roasted broccoli.
Okay.
Dripped in mushroom onion sauce with a big old fat strip steak. Yeah, it was good.
So you did show up to dinner eventually.
Yeah, we were just late. Britt was putting on her makeup.
Did you have to get, like, another table?
No, they had chairs.
Dude, the thing that I saw was a booth. Four people sitting in the booth, and then Lizzie on a chair off to the side. So it was like a booth with a fifth chair off to the side.
It was a big old table. So maybe they went somewhere before.
Maybe they went somewhere before?
I don't think so, because she was going there, and then she was somewhat late. Not as late as me and Britt, but she was late, because Pinnell was just sitting at the restaurant alone. Because he showed up super early. And then, also, best thing ever, he was the first one there.
They hiding things
from
him.
They forgot to put in his food order, and so everyone else got the food, basically got done eating, and then he got his food.
Good. That's what he deserves.
It really was. Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
I don't know why we hate him for no reason, but...
And he left his phone number for the waitress.
No, that's why.
I told him to, if that makes any
sense. No, because you're doing it to see if he'll do it.
Yeah.
And he's doing it because he thinks he has a chance.
I thought he had a chance. She was making eyes at him.
Do you know how many rich people come into that restaurant?
Right.
That waitress would choose over a man who looks one step up from homeless?
Yeah. He looked fine. He looked like not a dude with money, though.
Yeah, you know how many dudes with money go in there? All of them. I'm not allowed in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't let me. Don't you puree things to make a pate? Yeah, usually livers. It's pureed and then forced through a fine mesh screen.
Britt, I'm assuming that's what he's talking about.
Yes, Britt, I am. Yes.
Do you have that one? Let's take a look.
I don't. I only save the ones that have you. I don't care about the rest of the people
in
your
life. Well, I'm looking at it then. God.
Okay, that's fine. You can look at it. I mean, I could be wrong. It's not like... I don't go over them like CSI, you know.
Birthday dent for Liz Fang.
Yep, that's the first picture, a selfie of him.
That's the bar.
Okay.
That is just a table.
So he's just sitting in the middle and there's chairs next to him and I just don't see that perspective.
Yeah, we sat behind him.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. It's clearly a table, not a... Oh. I have that video.
Oh God, Jesus fucking hell!
Just a Brit doesn't like me enough. Like I feel like I shouldn't play that one.
I forget what she was laughing about like that. Honestly,
let's see a picture of this homeless man. Hold on. How does Acid have never seen Pinella? I don't. I feel like I can roast him today because he challenged me on his Snapchat. Okay.
Did he?
Thank you, Drogan. I appreciate you helping me. Thank you, Drogan. Thank you. It's very nice of him. I'm making him a VIP because of that. I want to show you something here.
What, you're clearly a table?
I want to show you this. Okay? This is unofficial Tony P. Here's this photo. All right? Taken Happy New Year, he's everyone. December 11th, 2018.
That's December 31st.
Whatever. December 31st,
you know,
2018.
On New Year's Eve.
Okay? This one's December 25th. Two pictures, right in a row. The exact same face, the exact same pose in the exact same spot.
No.
Yes.
That's the same photo he just cropped.
No,
one, right?
I don't. Why would he do that? No. No, because look, his finger's
right.
Different.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at the fucking doorknob,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
The doorknob's different.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, exact same photo, different day. Only it's not the exact same photo. He's just a selfie robot man. Like, he has a routine. Like, he walks up to the mirror and he goes, you know?
Also, he's looking at his phone.
Well, of course. How is he supposed to know he got the thing right if he, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So, I found that the other day on his Instagram, or Snapchat, and I was like, that's, you know, if anyone ever asks, show a picture. That's the example I'll give, because I feel like that's, I mean, it's the same shirt. Like,
yeah, literally.
Like, I don't really like a lot of this page is selfies. You know, that's, I mean, there's a lot of go-to poses. I don't really mind the go-to pose. I feel like a lot of people have a go-to pose. What's amazing is that they're the two photos in a row that are literally the exact same.
I thought
same.
They were the same one.
That's
he
what
just cropped
thinking,
it,
yeah.
But they are different.
They're different photos, right. Yeah. Right.
What if they were from the same photo shoot?
No, there's no way. You know he's like, I look good today. I'm going to go take a photo. This is my celebration shirt. It's my Christmas shirt. It's my New Year's Eve shirt.
Also, updated studio now with more blue. It's been blue forever.
Well, this is from January 9th, man.
Yeah, it's been blue forever.
I don't know, man. I don't follow him on Instagram, okay? What's the picture of this chair doing here? He ordered this chair.
You need that chair.
I will never in my life get a chair like that. You know who gets that chairs? Twitch thoughts and people who want to be Twitch thoughts.
People who game on Twitch.
No, that is the basic chair for
yeah.
Twitch. All right. No offense to anyone who has one, because everyone who streams does. I'm never getting that chair. Okay. You know what I do?
What if I get you that chair?
I will sit in it because no, I don't know. I might resell it, to be honest with you. I don't
That's horrible.
I don't really turn down
Indian
free
giver,
things.
God damn it.
I would tell you to take it back. I wouldn't want it. I think it's okay if women have it.
You're terrible.
I think it's okay.
You just called them Twitch thoughts.
Well, they are Twitch thoughts. I mean, that's what
well,
it
then
is.
Then that's not okay.
Yes, Taco. I can't go from a chair that has googly eyes posted on it to a Twitch thought chair, all right?
He's too happy drilling farts. Drilling farts. That's descriptive.
It is descriptive. Can you deny
it? That's impressive.
It?
No.
It's
like the most accurate thing I could ever read.
When I upgrade a chair, I'm going to sit in Helen until I have enough money to buy a Herman Miller Aeon chair. All right?
What the hell is that?
This is what I'm buying.
All right? You never know. Why spend whatever amount of money you're going to spend on this goddamn chair?
This is the chair I'm buying right here, man.
Why?
This is what I'm buying. This is the chair I'm buying. All right? This one right here.
Why?
That's the only chair.
That's ugly as fuck.
It doesn't need to be pretty. I don't care if it looks good. I'm ugly. Why does my chair need to be prettier than me?
Because it's Helen. And the prettier
you're getting this.
Prettier the chair, the more money they'll donate to the chair. And it's a chair, so you can just steal it. That's
what chair does? What chair does PewDiePie sit in?
Also, why the fuck are you going to spend $1,200?
It's nice.
What does it do?
It's one of the best task chairs ever made, man.
No.
Yeah.
You are a bitch.
You know what? Also,
you are
there's no
just
difference.
The most, that's even more
same
basic. That's
that
even
not,
more basic.
You can't say it's basic when it costs $1,200.
It absolutely
no,
is.
No, $1,200.
Yeah, you're a big old hoity-toity
Taco, I know that they're good because
fancy,
because
unfancy bitch.
Rich people that buy that chair, they're several fatties, and they say they're the best. That's literally the reason I picked that model, because big boys sit in the chair, and they say it's comfortable. It's literally the reason. It's literally it, Taco. Believe me, I know. We're on the same page. I feel you. That's why I picked that chair, and it's the only chair I'll ever get.
I thought PewDiePie's chair was expensive.
What is PewDiePie's chair?
It's $400.
What's PewDiePie's chair?
How about you just Google PewDiePie's chair?
Thought you guys would know, you know? Yeah, it's one of these! It's one of these stupid Twitch thought chairs!
Yeah, but it's also $449.
I'm not buying a Twitch thought chair, dude.
Yeah, $399 right there.
I'm not buying one of these.
I'm not saying to buy one, but I thought that was an expensive price. And you're telling me you're going to sit in a $1,200 chair?
Dude, a thing that you spend I spend 12 hours of my day in, you can spend $1,200 on.
You're fucking stupid.
You just don't understand value.
No,
how much were these
dumb
sweatpants?
You're dumb.
How much were these?
$40.
No, oh, yeah? You needed $40 sweatpants. You couldn't go to Walmart and got $10 ones?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they have this logo on them. Also, 40 is a lot different than 1200.
It's not.
It is.
How much
your mattress cost, bro?
That is 400.
How much your mattress
cost? We got it off Craigslist 12 years ago.
For like, what, $100?
It was probably, I think it was $20.
Yeah.
And we hate our mattress.
Yeah. You could buy a fucking amazing mattress.
I spend more time in a chair
you do
than
not.
I do in the mattress.
You do not.
100%.
1,000% do not.
100%
no.
I do. Some people actually work.
30%
and not just lay in bed and watch Tim the Tool
exists.
Man all day.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Just because you spend all day
I
in bed?
I never watch anything of that nature. Why tell me that?
You've never watched Last Man Standing in bed?
Yeah, that's fine. Not Tim the Tool. What?
Who do you think that is?
Oh, that's a good point. I thought you were late. You said Tim the Tap Man.
No, Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
He was around before
Tim the Tap Man.
Yeah, that's work. Okay.
I can't do it like Midas can. Midas can do
it. Dumb correlation of that.
No. Mm. I'm just... I get angry, and then I yell really obscure things.
Yep.
And then when you don't understand them, I get mad because you're dumb. Because you don't understand random trivia. It's one of my tactics. It's how I roast you.
I marked you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Got really heated about chairs right there.
Dude, I don't understand you. You could get that same chair for probably like $200.
I've thought about getting off-brand chairs.
Yeah.
I have thought
about
getting that chair off-brand.
Because they're the exact same thing minus
Might be.
The fucking logo.
Might be. But I don't mind Helen. Helen's a great chair. I'm going to sit in Helen until she breaks, and then I'll worry about it. Hopefully she won't break for a long time, and I'll be able to afford that chair. And then I'll be comfy. And then I'll stream for 13 hours a day. And I'll put googly eyes on my $1,200 chair.
You're retarded.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
You're super dumb, man. I don't understand you or your life's goals.
I know you don't.
Very weird.
My life's goal is to be able to buy food. I would like to go to 12. That's okay, Taco. I don't expect it.
You
okay?
Like to
next
12?
Marriage, you can get me a chair, all right? Feed Helen's family. Yeah, apparently now they're going to start spreading Helen's seed by putting googly eyes on random things, putting a picture of the Discord and being like, this is Helen's child. Apparently now she's the mother of a plant already, so.
Mm-hmm. You guys are creative.
I thought about putting googly eyes on this chair, but I feel, for some reason, that's weird to give Helen another chair, you know? Like, it feels normal that, like, a plant would be in there for the memes, but if we make it, like, a chair that's too normal so it doesn't work anymore, you know? Like, Taco's got her dating a love seat, you know? And she's got stools as children. You know?
No. Hmm?
I know. Yes, because you don't understand humor, do you?
Yeah, that's super funny, man. I'm cracking my ass up over here.
It's already got a crack in it.
Cracking it more.
Cracking it more, dude.
Got a double crack.
It's a double crack. Is it a horizontal or vertical crack?
It's perpendicular.
Oh, wow. You made a bit like weird, obscure X on your butt.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, dude. Hey, Helen's love life is no one concerns but her. Okay, I got it. I'm going to put some on a TV and then mail it to you. Is it going to be on the front of the TV or can I... Or going to be on the back so I can at least use the TV?
Not right on the smack screen.
This TV's really nice, but we have to watch it through googly eyes. It's like when you put the Santa hat on the corner, you know?
Oh, yes.
And makes people wear that Santa hat.
Oh, that would be a fun game.
Make the people wear the googly eyes.
That's a great point.
I mean, you could probably figure it out.
Man.
All right, okay.
You're so great.
So what else did you do last night, man? What were you laughing so hard at?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay. What'd you drink?
Mai Tais
Okay.
at the restaurant, and then margaritas the rest of the night.
Okay. So I think you want a big margarita kick right now?
Yeah, man, they're good.
I mean, they are good. I'm not going to lie, but...
I'm tired, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Does that hurt your eye? Because it, like, landed right in your eye.
Nah, it was closed.
All right, man. I worry for you, dude.
Yeah, don't worry.
Don't, okay.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
So, yeah, I was actually looking kind of a little thinner. I could see my abs again, like Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday night.
Okay.
And then I drank beer Thursday.
You think it's all gone?
It's all back to normal.
I mean, you did drink a six-pack of Bud Light, which is really seven Millers because of the calorie difference.
I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, I thought you were only is it because you've been out of whiskey?
Hmm.
Is that why you drank beer? Because you usually do whiskey and Sprite ever since you started the diet. It's been whiskey and Sprite, and then you drank six Bud Lights on Thursday.
Yeah. No, I was running late, and I didn't want to grab both. I told you that. I was on the show. I have to go to two places to get the chaser, the mixer, and
the Sprite. Oh, that's right, because you just can't drink whiskey.
It was too slow. And then I thought the neon corn syrup thing might do something different. It didn't.
No, I don't think so. It's actually calorie-wise worse for you to drink the non-corn syrup.
Yep.
I believe it, Taylor. Okay, I believe. I actually kind of remember him saying that. I forgot that he needed a chaser.
You remember things.
I don't.
I could have just taken a shot.
She does.
Right.
It's fine. You don't need to. We do have a shot spinner. You want to take a shot?
No.
I got some Kraken. That's all I got.
No, I have to go to the gym and run for an hour.
Taylor sent me that Kraken. Delicious.
I'm going to go run.
You're going to go run at the gym?
Mm-hmm. Well, not run. I'm going to stair climb.
Stair climb.
Stair climb, arch machine, walk fast.
Got to get them calves all up and thick.
Yeah.
Is that what that does?
Yep.
Know what it does. So.
Kind of does both. Burns calories, though. That's the main point.
Okay.
Yep. Get it back down, man. I'm losing muscle mass, though.
Oh, no.
So, it's an interesting time. I'm weighing 191 now.
Okay.
Down about 8 pounds. Yay.
That's good, right? I mean, that sounds like a lot of weight for a dude your size.
Yeah.
I mean, 8 pounds on me, there's no difference. But 8 pounds on you, that's pretty good, right? I mean, how much weight do you want to lose? Because I never know with you. Like, for me, I just want to be, like, less heavy. But for you, losing weight isn't always the goal, right?
Yeah, not all the time.
Right. So is the goal right now just to lose pounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no. I wouldn't even be to lose pounds. It's to get more lean. Because there's a lot of fat on top of the muscles I got.
Okay.
So I need to shred that.
So is that still a calorie burn?
Yeah. It's more cardio.
Okay.
More cardio, less carbs, less calories.
Put that on a shirt, dude, and sell it. Make a lot of money.
More cardio, less carbs?
More cardio, less carbs, dude. You know a bunch of people will buy that when they wear it while they're drinking wine.
So dumb.
Dude, they sell that stuff all the time at Target.
Sippity, so dumb, man.
It's just... What? Are you okay?
No.
I'm worried about you. I feel like you're having a mild stroke on
I wish
show,
I
right?
was. I
sippity,
really wish
sippity.
I was.
That's so dumb. That's what it was just said to me. Okay. All right, man.
Yeah,
drink your Monster.
I need to wake up.
How much of that Monster have you drank? Pound it. Get to pound it.
I know. This is my only drink for the next hour and 10 minutes.
Pound it.
No.
That was a terrible pounding, man.
I'm not pounding it.
Pound it.
I need something to wet my whistle.
Xbox is already on his third.
What?
You should buy six Monsters. Pound them.
That's not healthy.
No, it's not healthy at all. No. I'm trying to cut down on caffeine, and it's actually going pretty well.
I have caffeine pills now.
So, that you're going to tell you that he's not healthy, but you're going to take caffeine pills?
Well, yeah. I'm under the recommended daily limit of 300. You drink three of these fuckers, you're over that. There is 140 milligrams of caffeine in one of these. If
okay.
You drink three, you shouldn't exceed 300 milligrams in a day.
Who says?
Labels like that.
Does it say it on there?
No. But on the back of the energy pills, that's what it says.
I drank a 12-pack of Red Bull in like a four-hour period one night when I took an all-nighter.
Yeah, that's real dumb.
Felt great, though.
Your kidneys are going to explode.
I mean, it was 10 years ago. I think if they would have already, right?
Well, I think they're about to break.
They could.
about
is that
to
what
burst.
Is your kidneys? What are they? Is that what they do? Caffeine?
I don't fucking know.
You just said kidneys. Yeah. You don't actually know.
Why you think I know anything?
Well, you're over there talking like you know things about caffeine dosages, and I asked you about
anything.
It.
I know that silk comes out of a spider's butt. Which is really not his butt, so I don't really know that.
Oh, my God. Did you go to Mexico yet? No, he's too fat.
Yes.
He can't go yet till he's less fat. Says the man who assisted in the force feeding of four cocaines to poor innocent Matthew. Listen, that was 10 years ago. Times have changed, all right? You can't do that anymore. And for the record, I would do it again. Would you?
Yeah.
I would 100%. Oh, yeah. Matthew's not a real human.
I would
human.
Do more. I would want to see his heart explode.
Morris says caffeine affects your heart and blood pressure. That makes more sense, you know.
Sure.
I was like hyper gaming for an hour, and I got up to go to the kitchen. I just face first passed out. 4-pack of Monster in 30 minutes. Wow. Dude, I have a really high tolerance for a lot of stuff, and it's not good. That's why I'm trying to like wean off of it. Like less caffeine, you know, less sleeping pills. I haven't started weaning off that. I don't think I ever will. But you know, it's just alcohol. You know, less alcohol.
Yeah, I'm only drinking 3 times a week now.
I mean, that's better than every night, which is what it was a year ago.
Yeah.
Why? Can I already think I know the answer to this. Okay, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. So no, it's coming from a place of love. But why last year this time could you drink every night and still have the swimsuit body for the summer that you had, but this year you can't?
Because I wasn't 25 yet.
That's the answer I thought. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah.
Like, because you drank 3 or 4 times more than you do right now, and you looked,
and it was
you
beer.
Looked like Thor. And it was beer. It wasn't even hard liquor. Mm-hmm. It was the high-calorie, heavy stuff, and you looked like Thor.
Yeah. I think it was also the fact that I was going to the gym for a longer period every night, and then also every night.
Okay.
Me and Britt don't go that much. Well, we try, but yeah, it's definitely not as much as we both did when we were starting off dating and before we were dating.
Okay.
Because single life, you
so
know.
So are you getting it, or so you think part of it's your relationship is making you
1,000%.
Lazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you spice it up, man?
Hmm?
How do you like, undo that? She's got to, you know what she's got to do? She's got to shun you.
No.
Because, like, the way you get back on the bike is like you break up and then you got to go get looking good because you got to impress a new mate.
Yep.
So she's got to like be grossed out by you now. Cuz you don't want to break up,
mm-hmm.
but you still got to be able to impress her.
Yeah.
Like she should be like, I'm not doing anything with you until I can't do this no more, you know? And then she's got to stick to it.
That's not
but that doesn't work because then she likes it.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't want to give it up.
Yeah.
It's tough, dude.
Yeah, man.
It's tough.
Yeah. Like, we didn't go to the gym Wednesday because it was cold.
I mean, I don't blame you. It is cold.
Should have gone.
I say just eat cereal. Shame, Colby. Oh, my God, dude. It does suck, man. I mean, you ever, like, just sit out and go, you know, like, it's weird because you want to be at that place in your life where you no longer feel the pressure
mm-hmm.
to have to, you know, impress the person that you love. That's a good place.
Yeah.
But it's also bad for you.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That's great, man.
Stupid, man. We need to get a psychologist in here and ask a bunch of stupid questions. Like, why can't I be skinny and be in a relationship? And then just let her tell us why. You know, and not accept her being like, I need more details.
Because happy equals fatty.
Well, right. Why does that? Tell me why that happens, and then give me a medicine that doesn't happen.
The fat happens when you're happy.
Or you just love no one and stay forever alone. And no, you're never alone, Taylor. We're here for you. If you ever need to move in with someone, Chris and I are here for you. All right, feel free to move in. We'll give you all the comforts a boyfriend and girlfriend could give you, except for animals because we're poor. But if you paid for the animal, we had a backyard. You could have that too. All right. That goes to most of you in chat, okay? Acid goes for you. Xbox goes for you. Taco, you have too many kids. I'm sorry. You can't come. Morris, you can come.
How about me, man?
No, you don't want to come. So you're not invited. That way you can't turn me down.
No.
I'm not going to. You want me to invite you, and then you're going to say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not. I know what's going to happen. I'm not going to do it.
Yep. I was going to do that.
I know.
I'm anywho, but yeah, this week, going ham again. I don't need breakfast.
Wait, you mean so. When I say I'm going ham, that means I'm eating wings every day.
No.
You, for you, going ham means hardcore diet mode.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to eat a banana in the morning.
And okay.
And I'll make it to lunch, then I'm eating probably, I think it's like maybe 500, maybe 600 calorie lunch.
Okay.
And then dinner, which has no carbs.
So are you doing like the eat like a king in the morning, then a prince, then a pauper thing that they tell you to do?
No.
Were you doing intermittent fasting?
Yeah.
Are you still doing that?
I mean, that's kind of what this is. Yeah.
What is intermittent fasting? Eating after 8?
There's a rumor. Well, no, you shouldn't eat. One way of dieting to where you don't really have to figure like per meal what you're eating calorie wise.
Uh huh.
Is to do like from 10 to 6. You'll only eat in those windows. Any other time you don't eat.
Okay, 6 o'clock. Okay. Yeah.
So I mean, I'm kind of fudging it by having a banana.
Wait, why did Brent say the F you are?
She doesn't like the fact that I don't eat breakfast.
I don't eat breakfast. Well, yeah. I mean, but Britt just goes,
it's
exactly.
Not that big of a fucking deal.
Hey, Sly, welcome.
Also, I eat breakfast. It's a banana.
That's breakfast?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you supposed to eat breakfast because it kicks your metabolism off?
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know. All I know, okay, is that I eat lunch at 10 a.m. I eat dinner at 5 p.m. I'm eating about 1,500 calories a day, and I'm still fat as ever.
Because you literally do no exercise.
Right. But I still should, like, lose something, right? I don't want to exercise. It's cold out there.
No. I mean, one problem with only dieting is that your metabolism will lower to what you eat.
Why? Stop it!
It's a metabolic damage.
Dude,
what it's called. What's a thing.
Give me meth. Is that the one that works?
Start smoking cigarettes.
They're too expensive.
Yeah.
I need a really cheap street drug.
Well, I mean, you can get real cheap cigarettes.
How cheap?
You can get a pack or a carton for $25, maybe.
How long is a carton going to last?
10 packs of cigarettes, 20 cigarettes per pack.
How many should I smoke a day?
Probably half a pack.
So 10 a day. So what, it'll last me a week and a half? That's $100 a month, man. I can't afford that.
You ain't going to get skinny.
I think it is worth it.
Cancer's totally worth
it. I think it's worth it, yeah.
Oh, God, that's the worst day. That's horrible to say.
I mean.
Yeah, don't smoke cigarettes. They're bad for you.
Why are drugs expensive? Why does everything that make you happy and skinny cost money, dude?
And hurt you. I don't know. Blarg. What the fuck is Menace doing?
I have no idea. Is he saying weed, maybe? There's a free solution right here. Points to finger, and then he typed blarg. Oh, throwing up. He's saying I should throw up.
Oh.
But that's the same thing as what I would be doing. Like, if I just threw up, that's essentially...
That's also not healthy.
Well, that's a calorie deficit, though, right? So my metabolism would just continue slowing.
Don't they get, like, mouth diseases from all the stomach acid that they throw up through their mouths?
Probably.
If you're anemic,
can't be good for you, right?
Yeah,
but
no,
still, even so, the reason you lose weight when you're bulimic is because you don't eat, essentially.
Actually, Adderall. You should get on Adderall.
Dude, how much? Can I just go into a doctor and ask for drugs?
I mean, I don't honestly know. Because, like, I don't want to tell, because I was the same way. I think Adderall helps me
mm-hmm.
in a good,
well,
like,
because you said Adderall,
me,
like, makes you...
Makes me talk. I am friendly
you
as
should get
fucking
on Adderall,
shit
then.
When I'm on Adderall.
Cocaine is expensive, but slim. I can't afford. Can
I don't
you bail
think,
me a brick of cocaine?
I don't think I can go into my doctor and be like, yo, I've tried Adderall. Can you hook me up on that? It's nice.
It's nice. Did you said you haven't tried it.
I have. Yeah.
Did what they say?
No, I haven't gone to my doctor and been like...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What
you
I'm
haven't
saying.
Tried that.
No.
Why not?
I have no idea if that would work. Because then he's going to be like, okay, this guy's just looking for drugs.
Yeah, but does anyone really...
I mean,
like
isn't that the point of a
drugs,
fucking
yeah,
doctor?
That's the point, right? It's like, I need
know.
Drugs. Don't the commercials say, ask your doctor about, you know, whatever?
Yeah, but I've never seen that for Adderall.
Should you try to go in and go like, I've heard good things about this Adderall. You think it's worth a try, you know, and just try to bamboozle him?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Because I'll have insurance here in about a month. It's the reason we got married early. You know? I feel like I should start trying drugs.
Yeah.
Right? I've never taken drugs.
go for it, man.
I mean, I feel like they got to be good, right?
Adderall,
people take drugs all the time.
Definitely.
Chat, raise your hand if you're on drugs right now. Prescription, whatever.
Wait, because it makes you not want to eat.
Well, right. Well, I was on when I lived in Manhattan for a while, and they had that free clinic there. They gave me Phentermine, which I think is that's meth, right? Isn't Phentermine meth?
No idea. But Adderall's meth, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same type of idea. So, like, and I lost 45 pounds while I was doing that, and the reason was is because it made me not want to eat. Like, I had to physically make myself eat, you know?
That's Adderall.
Let's see, look at all these people. Acid, Taylor, Taco, Morris, Menace, all of them. Drugs, dude. Drugs are great. Are you on drugs right now? Like, you taking any prescription drugs right now? Loser. Get on some drugs, dude. All the cool kids are doing them. You don't want to be like me.
No, I don't want to get on anything that's like... I was on antidepressants for a while, but
right,
those fucked me.
Well, they're going to prescribe that to me 100%, and I don't know if I'm going to take them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm worried I won't be able to do this if I'm on drugs. You know, like mind-altering ones, you know? I just don't know. Like, I know I could do it on, like, Adderall or because if it's like meth. Like, I did the entirety of OTI while I was on Finfin.
Yeah.
And, like, that show was better than this one, so that can only improve, right? You know, I had a co-host that cared, and...
Oh, I won't improve that.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, I did prep. Because instead of eating, I could work, you know? Felt good, looked skinny.
Why would you need to do prep?
Well, I don't for this show.
No, fuck no.
I mean, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 things up there that we haven't talked about. We're an hour in, you know? Talking about, we're just therapy today. Adderall is not meant to give you energy. It's meant for people with hyperactive disorder to calm down. Anyone who does not have a hyperactive disorder will essentially wake you up and give you energy. Doctors don't prescribe it for normal people for energy.
Which is bullshit.
That worries me because I don't need more energy.
Yeah.
I don't need more energy. I have a hard enough time slowing down now.
Right. That is the one downside to Adderall is you cannot sleep.
And see, that's the problem is, like, I feel like that's where you get into that slippery slope of, okay, now I'm on Adderall to do this, but now I need another drug to bring me down when I sleep, and then it's just a vicious cycle, and I don't want to do that at all, you know? You also grind your teeth and never sleep. Yeah, that's what she would say, yeah. Anything could be a drug if you do too much. Yeah, like loving Colby.
Just shake your head.
No.
You just shake your head, dude. I don't know, man. I hate people who use Adderall and play competitive games. Well, it's because it raises your energy level, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if you take any drug and you're taking it for a reason other than why it's prescribed, then it's probably not good for you from an objective standpoint. It might make you perform better, might be good for your job or your career, like pro Xbox is like, I hate people who use Adderall and play competitive games, but it makes them better at that.
Yeah.
So for them, it is a benefit from that drug, but it's probably not good for you. But what is good for you?
Like, nothing.
I don't really understand enough about how the bodies work.
Fruit.
You know, like...
Too much fruit, though. You'll get...
Yeah, didn't Jeremy Piven, like, almost die from eating sushi every day?
Yeah.
Like, all of it. So it's just like, I don't know, man. Use versus abuse is a thing in addiction services. I just don't know at what point your body's like, that's too much now. We're going to die. You know?
Let's find out.
I don't want to put it to an experiment.
Let's
I would just like to know.
I know.
And see, I feel like the problem is that people do know this. Doctors know this. You know, they go to college to learn this crap. But I can't go into my doctor and be like, how much of this drug can I take before it affects me in a negative way? Because then they're going to be like, this guy just wants to get high. And that's not really the case. I want to perform at my best. But that's why people hire private nutritionists, isn't it? Because private nutritionists don't judge you. They're just like, here's your drugs you can take. It's the maximum amount. Right?
Yeah, but they're not like prescription drugs.
I think they are. That's how all those celebrities die. Like Michael Jackson and all them. Like
they have
get
a personal doctor. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe not nutritionist was the wrong word.
No,
like a doctor who's on their payroll.
The nutritionist would
things.
Be like, here's an herb from South Africa that's known to be beneficial in heart health. Take it.
Yeah, right. That's not, those are
that's
hippies.
That's a nutritionist.
I don't want hippies. I'm talking about personal doctors.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Like the ones that are like, I've got a pain in my left toe, and they're like, here's a Vicodin. You know, those people.
Yeah, they're really expensive.
Well, right. Like so. They're like my chair, you know.
No, more than that.
Oh, my
they're
God,
probably
dude.
Like a chair every 3 hours, maybe.
I could post a before and after cocaine picture at Discord. I hope it's like the after picture is just his shirt ripped open and like lasers flying out of his nipples. Like that's just what I imagine cocaine is like, right? Hey, what's up, Oni? Good to see you, man.
Yeah, just guinea pig yourself, man.
I don't know. I have a list. Like I've started a list of things to ask the doctor. There's like 20 things on it already. You know, just from like, because I don't know what's good, what's normal, what's bad. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna need to book a double appointment.
Right. Because those motherfuckers are all like, what's wrong? Okay, right. here's your medicine.
All
I got
right,
you that.
Here's what's wrong.
We'll see you
where
next
do you want to start?
Let
you
us know if it helps at all.
You want to do most recent or alphabetical? Like, where do you want
to
start?
Yeah,
you
know? I was like, well, because I went to get antibiotics for this cold or nasal shit I was just having.
Right.
And then as right after he prescribed it to me, he was like, after you take it, give us a call, let us know if it helped.
Right.
And I'm just like,
but you also,
what the fuck you gonna do if it doesn't help?
How long
just
you
re-prescribe it?
How long
try something else?
Have you been going to that doctor?
That was the first time I saw him because my doctor was out of town.
But that you've been going to that same clinic for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, they have a medical history on you.
Yeah.
Like, so they can at least know. Like, I have none of that. Like, the last time I had a general practitioner, it was my pediatrician. Like, the last time I had a physical was for my employment at Cessna when I was 18.
You should probably get all that updated.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not updated. It doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, it does exist from back then, but yeah,
as
now,
a child, right.
Yeah, yeah. You need to kind of figure out where your health's at, bro.
I don't know. I don't really want any drugs, but I feel like if drugs help me, I should be on drugs.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, something you got to take, I don't know. One of our friends just had a really bad anxiety attack where she like thought it was a stroke or something because she like her whole body seized up.
Okay, yeah.
And her heart rate was like 180 or some shit like that.
Okay, yeah.
So she went to the doctor and she got on some anxiety medication. So I don't know. They've been trying different things to see what that is
to
see if it can help.
Well, and like, see, I think I'll be okay with my anxiety. Like, I have serious anxiety.
I was going to say, I don't want to. Because I've had anxiety too, not nearly that bad, but every time I've gone in, they've prescribed me something that is long term. You take every day,
right?
And then it's just in your system, and it will bring it down.
Well,
I don't think that's what I want. Like, I mean, I just think back to Newsroom with that fucking blonde chick. She had the panic attack,
okay,
and then she's like, "Where's my Xanax?"
Right?
You know, and I'm like, "Yes,
you just
Xanax
need something
is
like
bad,
help
but
you
like
right now
on a lower scale." Yeah, I don't need to be on it all the fucking time, but when it peaks up really bad, I would like to have something that would fucking help in that situation.
Well, see, to me, I don't really think. I think for me, the anxiety is worse because I don't know what's wrong, if anything. Like, I think, like, I've had anxiety for a very long time. I've learned to kind of cope and deal with it. But, like, I don't know what is an anxiety thing or if I'm dying.
Yeah.
And so I would like a checkup just to be like, no, you're okay. So then I know, like, when I'm having an anxiety attack, I know it's just like, hey, stop that, you know? It's not my heart explode. Because, Taylor's like, my doctor prescribed Phentermine and I felt so sick I couldn't take it for the law of the week. Well, my heart rate is abnormally high. My resting heart rate is between 90 and 110.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm on Phentermine, my heart rate is a resting, 150.
That's not good.
And then when I exercise normally off or on it, my heart rate's 180. That's just a normal heart rate for me. And so, I just want that to be looked at mostly because I don't think that's good, you know? And I don't know. I just want to make sure my heart is still working. You know, that's the biggest thing.
Well, you probably have high cholesterol.
Oh, I'm fat. I have all those problems. Yeah. I probably have diabetes. I don't know, dude.
Because, my blood pressure was a little high the last time I went to the immediate care for my damn neck. But then it came back down. But, yeah, I mean, when I'm working out, it's 170.
Yeah, so see, I mean, that's not that bad then. I mean, that's a good cardio range to be in. It's just, I just have a really normal resting heart rate, you know.
I don't think there's any good anti-anxiety medication. I think that's what we've come to. I don't think there is a good one.
No, I don't think so either.
Because they have drawbacks.
That's all chat's talking about.
Every single one of them has a drawback for somebody.
Which is why I don't really want to be on one. Yeah. I just want to make sure that I want to be on the one that makes me skinny. That sounds great. Like, I'm not joking about that one. Like, if I could do Coke for cheap and they make me skinny, I'd do Coke. All right? I don't care at this point.
Coke's expensive, man.
I said for cheap. Give me cheap Coke.
Coke is expensive.
Give me cheap Coke. What if I start making Coke? Is that expensive to do?
No, become fucking Breaking Bad, bro.
Right.
I'll be your magnets bitch guy.
You'd have to come over, though.
Yeah.
And we'd have to hang out.
I mean, well, that will be paying for my, you know, everything, so.
Well, I don't know if we should sell it. I think we should, that's
what I'm saying.
Like, if Walter White didn't ever sell his meth, don't you think it would have ended up differently?
I never saw the end of that show, so.
You never saw the end of Breaking Bad?
I don't know how it ends. Damn it, crack. You can get crack. You can make your own crack.
Yeah, Drogan says most doctors will 100% tell lose some weight and you'll be fine when you're. Yeah, exactly. That's when I was younger, that was a major reason I didn't go to doctors, because they're just going to be like, nothing's wrong with you. You're just fat, lose weight, forehead. And I was just like, that doesn't help. Hmm. You know, I am addicted to food. You know, that's. Huh. Coke turns everyone into an arsehole. Moore says. Really? Are you on Coke right now then?
All the time. I have a source of cocaine somewhere in my body.
Oh, God, dude. It's an injection? I don't know what injection means, but if it has anything to do with needles, pass.
Yeah, it's a fucking needle.
I don't want any needles.
I know, right?
No, needles.
Like, I could get shots for my stupid allergies for dogs and shit.
Right.
Nope.
No, I'm going to have to get blood work done when I go to the doctor, mm-hmm. and I literally am angry about it right now. Like,
no.
To the point where I may not make an appointment until I feel...
You shut the fuck up. Goddamn, make an appointment. Here's what you do with needles.
Can I ask for full anesthesia?
No.
Why not?
But here's a way to do it yourself. Bring your headphones, turn the fucking volume up like crazy, and then blind yourself.
You can't do that in a doctor's office.
You can too. Fuck them.
I don't know.
Fuck all those people. That's what I'm doing next time. I'm going to cover my eyes and be like, here, and then just in my head, I'm like, nothing's going to happen.
Except they're going to jab you with a needle and you know something's going to happen.
Well, yeah, but then it's just like...
No, it's not.
It is.
No.
It really is just like that. It's just a fucking prick.
That's what the ER told you when I went in for appendicitis. Just lose weight, forehead. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I feel the devil's needle injection into my skin.
Yeah, but it's for a fucking split second.
I'm just going
to
get over the anxiety of leading up to it. I hate it, but I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have to do
it. I hate it, too. I'm not fucking blood, man. That ain't something I'm doing.
No, but. Like if someone come up to me and they're like, I'm going to die if you don't give me blood. I'd be like, hope your life was great.
Yeah, I don't like the giving blood shit, but or needles.
It's just a moment in time. It will pass.
Actually, you know what? I don't mind needles where I feel like I've got mass there, you know? Like, I get flu shots whenever my mom used to give me flu shots. It was right in the arm. I was fine. Because it was just like, it did feel like a prick into a big, solid mass.
You know, like...
But, like, right there, I just feel like
I
when you nick something, it's just like...
I think to me, it's like when kids are afraid of the dark, you know? But then you get older and you realize the dark ain't that scary because it's just dark, you know?
Get stabbed, you'll get over needles?
I'll stab you. Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, as you get older, you know, dark doesn't scare you because you've lived through it. Because I've only maybe had 4 shots in my life total, I think I'm still scared.
Yeah.
Because of that. But I just need to... I don't know. It's weird. Honestly, I'd rather be stabbed. Because, like, I feel like a stabbing is like, you know, and you're like, I'm going to die, you know. But needles are like, you got to live through this, you little. You know, I just don't want to deal with it. It's just like,
now, stabbings, no. You don't want to get stabbed because then it could take hours.
And you would have to get a shot in order to get the stab fixed, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Sucks. Hey, Irrational. It's good to see you. I mean, we're super low quality today in both content and in their transcoding options. So yeah. It's good, you know.
We can move on from needles.
Why?
What?
Who cares?
What?
Shows this is off the rails today, man.
Yeah, let's get on some topics.
I don't want to talk about topics.
Let's come on,
no,
man.
These people, they want to talk about this. Like, look at Ren. He's doing a hog catching a football. Off the rails. Woo. See, they don't want to talk about it. Hey, Menace, did you beat Ryan King? Ryan. Did I say Ryan? R-Y-A-N King, Ryan King. Did you beat it? Did you beat it? And did you burn the pita or whatever? Plotino wants to know if you got a new haircut.
No.
You lost and I lost. Okay, so when you run out of continues, did you start the whole game over, Menace? And if so, did you delete the game? Because I would have. I would have. So, but hey, Renz, good to see you, man. It's very active today. I'm happy about it. You know, my router has... Have you heard anything about my router? Any of my woes? It's just been crashing in the middle of streams. Like, it's like the router will do a full reboot in the middle of a stream.
And that's the really expensive one.
It's that $300 one that I bought, like, what, 2-3 years ago at the most?
That's worth it.
And so, and I know it's the router because I'll just be sitting here and, you know, I'll see it completely drop frames. I'll disconnect from Overwatch and then I'll see on my phone it'll say there's no Wi-Fi. And it'll go back to LTE. So I know it's my router because the Wi-Fi goes away. Like, if the internet died, everything would still stay connected. There'd just be no internet. Yeah. And so it's been started happening about a month or so ago, I would say. And it happened maybe once every 2 weeks. And then maybe a couple weeks ago, it started happening once a week. And then the last week, it happened every other day. And then this week, it happened once a day. And then yesterday, it happened twice in one stream. So it's literally getting worse.
It's getting worse, man.
It's getting worse. So what I did, and I hope it fixed it, is I went back and I downloaded firmware from September of 2017. Hmm. Back when I know it worked.
That's probably best, right?
And since then, it hasn't had any problems. Like, I've streamed.
This close to resetting my goddamn Mac back to not Mojave.
Really? You don't like
this
it?
This close. Dude, it fucks everything up.
Really?
My Illustrator will randomly crash. It won't open files. It will take literally 10 minutes of just
you're
sitting
on Creative Cloud too,
to
right?
Open. Yes!
That doesn't make
I'm paying
sense.
$60 a month for applications that don't work.
Right, because I...
Oh, it makes me so mad.
Because I'm on a totally legal version from several years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so I would feel like, if that stopped working, that makes sense.
Yes.
But you're on the
No, I pay for the fucking
right?
shit. And there's no way of diagnosing it because they're like, well, it could be 5,000 things that
right.
could
well,
be
that's what happened when I searched
and
for
I'm
my
like,
router.
I'm not working for that.
They're like, I searched for it and they're like, yeah, it's the newest firmware. Some people, when they download large files, it just reboots. And I'm just like, are they gonna fix it?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
So I just,
what's the point of
I
it?
Literally just reverted.
I don't know.
I just went back to 2 years ago when I know it worked fine and I'm never gonna update again. That's what I'm going to do. And I know that that's super, like, unsecure or whatever. You know what I'd rather have? It be unsecure than in my stream go offline every 2 hours.
I don't get how these things
it
stop
It sucks.
Working.
Plotino, I'm glad to hear your interview was good. So are you actually going to, like, start your new job, dude? You going to do it?
You going to do it?
Are you going
to
be in my stream more
get
often or
it,
less? That's
it,
how
man.
I'll judge
do
whether
it,
or not this job
it.
Is
what
good,
up?
Okay?
Someone pass me a blunt.
I would need to start over, and I just quit after I lost my config. Yeah, Menace, delete that game. Did you ever play, what's happening? What's happening?
Oh, I took a hit.
What's with your hat?
I don't know. I thought it was cool.
It looks more cool in person than it does on the stream, because on stream it kind of looks like you can't see, which might be cool.
No, that's my point. Yeah, I don't want to.
Now you can't see. Okay. You just moved it down farther, and now you definitely can't see.
I can see you.
Why are you squinting at me?
I can see you.
Don't do that. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Because if I open my eyes all the way, the hat's going to poke me in the eye.
Let me see it. It actually got lower when you did that.
My eyelids feel weird.
You're batting your eyelashes at me, dude. Stop it. I can only handle so much.
My eyelids feel weird, guys. Anywho. Topics?
Oh, you just want to get to the topics, man?
Mm-hmm.
What you want to talk about?
What you got?
All right. Got this right here, man. This is the official website for Captain Marvel. Because the movie takes place in 1995.
Oh, my God.
So the website looks like it was made in 1995.
That's fucking great.
I have a lot of comments about this. First of all, this is so great and nostalgic. And second of all, are you a little surprised to know that movies still have official websites?
No.
Like?
Yeah, they still happen. You see the old lady popping up?
Yeah.
What the fuck,
should
man?
We click her maybe when she pops up?
Mm-hmm.
Can you spot the scroll? Play now. Okay. This is a human, right? We already failed, man. We already failed. Scroll or human, man?
Scroll. Damn it.
Dude, we suck. We suck. Oh, that's definitely a scroll, mm-hmm. right? She angry looking. God.
There she is. Ah, you missed. Oh, yeah.
Human. Human.
All wrong. We're never going to get this right. I think they're all just wrong. Yeah. It's just all wrong.
Oh, we know this one's a scroll.
Ah.
Yeah, dude, we nailed it. God, I missed the old lady again. Your final score is one. Play again. Okay. Scroll. Human. Okay, now we know what happens. We punch the old lady. Uh-oh, which one?
That one was human.
Okay.
That one was scroll.
Okay.
That one
scroll.
Was, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Human,
one.
I think?
Sure. I don't know.
Human again? Dude. We got them all.
Bam.
Look at us, man. We're the best second Bam. Time around. We're the best. Come here, lady. Oh, I missed her again. Top secret, man. But look, like, he's petting the cat. Like,
I mean, did what, they have
what
Jizz
a great
back
website.
Then, man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this kind of looks like, you know, like, well, how old was I when I was, like, 13? That would have been 2000. I think this is more like 99, 2000, 2001. Yeah. But... yeah, man. Anyone else concerned about Y2K? Get out of here, Grandma. No one wants you. Dude, let's sign in, man. Sorry, guest book full. Aww. Aww, aww. It's all Comic Sans. What's this?
Is that Shaggy?
What's this? Navius, get out of here with your life and you're listening too hard, all right? All right? How dare you? So these links just bust you down here.
How old was I when I was 13?
They definitely couldn't do this, Grandma.
No.
100%. So is this mobile friendly? Yeah, see, it's also mobile friendly. See? This website's a lie, man.
Yeah.
Website's
a lie. Well, duh.
But it's like, what was that? GeoCities was like the name of it, right? I could punch this grandma all day, to be totally honest. This is a pretty good stress relief. Just come in here, just wait, you know, and wait for the grandma to show up. Punch her in her face. Where's she at? Come on, grandma. Oh, she thinks she's sneaky, dude. She thinks she's sneaky by just popping all over. But yeah, that's, I don't know.
That's retarded.
But you know, it did its job. We talked about it.
We did.
You know?
That's fancy. Fancy though.
It's punching the grandma. Okay, do you want to watch this trailer for Chucky Child's Play reboot?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I mean, we can.
I mean, do you want to watch it or not? It's your show too.
Sure, man. Let's see what Chucky looks like. At Caslon. Does he still look like a fucking puppet or is he a CGI monstrosity?
More than entertainment. It's about being known, understood, loved. Introducing your new best friend. People, let me
tell you about my best friend. Is that Audrey Plaza?
Yes, it is. Oh, shit. The toy's alive, man. The toy's alive.
Okay.
Still looks like it still looks like a toy.
So here's what's happening. Okay. Back in the day, Chucky was like a curse. He was a doll possessed. Okay. I think it was voodoo, I think Menace mm-hmm. was telling me. Now he's AI.
Mm hmm.
So, all of my reasoning, like, back when I was a kid and I was terrified of Chucky, you know, be like, why couldn't they just rip the doll's head off and he dies? Well, it's because he's voodoo. You can't do that. He's alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, why can't we just dump a bucket of water on Chucky? If he's AI.
They might have made him,
What about sulfuric acid?
That one would work.
Like, if he's AI, and he has a brain that thinks, even if it's evil, you can still put 30 bullets into it and it will break.
Yeah.
Right? So does that mean that this is going to be like an Ultron-type situation where Chucky can get in the net and he can take over other things? Probably. And then doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of Chucky?
Dude, if like smart refrigerators came to life and this and started killing people, that would be the best
movie
ever.
Like I reach in to get a bagel and it's like, whishaw!
Yeah,
you know?
That'd be great.
Dude, let's make that movie.
I hope that exists.
Death Fridge.
Death Fridge.
Does that at Sahara Money Drop, dude. We could do Death Fridge first, probably way lower budget.
Yeah.
Death Fridge, dude.
Cool. That looks like shit.
Stop picking at your arm, Britt says.
No.
What's wrong with your arm?
A little scab right there. It's coming off, though.
Why can't you pick at it?
Because she's a fucking nurse or something. I don't know. Telling me what to do.
What if I pick at it?
Dominatrix.
What if I pick at it, man?
Then you're going to make me bleed again, man. It's gone. It's healed up.
I mean,
now.
It's a tiny little thing.
Yeah,
you know?
It was bigger. It did. I picked it once and then it started to bleed like crazy.
How does that work with tattoos?
That's better.
Like, if you get a wound there, does like your tat. Like, if someone, like, sliced you right here, would your tattoo be over your scar still?
No.
I'm just curious. I don't know.
No, because it would be new skin.
Right. So, are you going to have a little hole in your tattoo right there?
Probably.
Will you really?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it's over your scab.
Dude, that's some. That's some magic right there, dude.
No. It's not over it. There's a hole.
I don't see. I don't know.
There'll be a hole once it's fucking healed up.
I don't know, man.
That movie looks like
we
shit.
We said it in the chat. Chucky will be like Ultron. He'll switch bodies and he'll have save file backups and other dolls. It doesn't sound like the same movie to me. Why not leave him a voodoo doll? Why does Tony Stark got to come in and save the day?
Brett says that it wouldn't affect the tattoo. That makes no sense.
No, superficial wounds wouldn't affect the ratu. And then Plotino's laughing at her.
The ratatouille?
The ratatouille. Voodoo is better, right?
Man.
Voodoo is better. Okay. World War Z 2? David Fincher's World War Z 2 canceled.
Oh, really?
Canceled.
Wow.
No longer happening.
Cool.
They're making the Mission Impossible movies instead.
Really?
How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
That movie was not
can you
that great.
Can you explain this one to me? I don't know enough about any of these people. ICE arrests rapper 21 Savage because he's actually British.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? So this no one knew he was British?
No. He didn't talk British. Nobody knew he was British. Which makes no sense.
Yeah, why wouldn't people know?
Like, how do you
so, like,
know
if you went to his Wikipedia...
from Britain.
Like...
And be like, isn't that the guy I used to know? Now he's an American rapper?
So, like, okay, so if I go here, all right?
Well, now you can't go there.
No, like, I'm just saying, like, if I go to Lil Wayne, okay? Like, I go to Lil Wayne on Wikipedia. Okay? It says, born, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So, before the ICE arrested him... Did he just not have that information?
Probably not.
Or was he lying about where he came from?
He might have lied.
Is being
about it.
From Britain lame?
Yeah, he probably didn't want to be known as a British rapper.
Do the British accent.
I do.
See, do you repeat words too?
No.
Is you doing
it's
it?
Because of the view.
God.
Yeah. I could try to do a British accent. It doesn't work out.
A British
all
accent's
the time.
Not that great, I say.
Yeah, I don't think it does. I do.
Shake my hand.
You're so dumb. No, I need to hear someone talk British, then I can kind of mimic it.
Acid?
But mine turns country real quick.
Well, it's just like mine turn into Asian. It's like when I talk like Maniche. Yeah. It starts at one place, and then it ends at a samurai! You know, it's like every time, you know.
Colby's British accent sounds like Forrest Gump.
When
you get a life full of box of chocolates, you don't ever know what you're going to really get, you know?
Navia said bruv. I think it was Drogan. I think it was a Drogan yesterday told me to say bruv more often. So now I can throw that in there. Instead of doing the repeat, you just throw bruv in there instead.
Bruv.
And you want to go out and watch the soccer game, bruv? And then like before, I'd be like, I like to go watch soccer. I do.
Like to go watch that soccer game right there.
Soccer's
the
great.
I'm a 30 o'clock game motherfucker now.
That was amazing. Should have thrown a bruv in there. It would have been perfect.
Bruv. Are you papa?
I don't think anyone says governor anymore, right?
Governor?
Governor? I don't think anyone says... All right, bro! What are you doing over there?
What did they say? There was a way of saying something in British. I can't remember what it is. Like a Big Mac Whopper or something like that. You say a saying, and it's a way to say something in British. Never mind.
I have no idea what you said, yeah. No clue.
Oh, bruv.
We're both acting like a bunch of wankers, bruv. I say he's the wanker, I do.
I think I do... I could try to do the Cockney accent just a little bit.
I think I sound like Paul McCartney no matter what I do.
Oh, right there, throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Hey, you want some shrimp, bro?
Give me that koala bear. That's a big old knife.
Koala bear. I got some koala out back. You want to use the koala?
Dingo ate my baby. You know, that's a real story. That really happened to a woman.
Sure, I'm sure it did. It's Australia, you know, people get eaten by spiders and whatnot out there, dude. You guys sound like Foghorn Leghorn trying to imitate a British person. Well, we are from Kansas, so yeah, Foghorn Leghorn is kind of our thing, you know.
I always used to try and do a British accent, and then it would always turn right around into a real deep, thick country.
This is what it
always happened.
This is what it took for Taylor to be embarrassed to be an American. A Birdlaw put this in the Discord today. Did you watch this?
No.
I knew you didn't because it's in the Discord. There's only two parts you really need to watch. So, like, this is Family Guy doing bad British.
Yeah.
None for me, Lydia.
Okay, I watched this whole video with the hopes that at one point they would repeat something. They never did, so I was a little sad about that. But there are two parts worth listening to, and it's this part right here.
Favor.
I look on you with favor. I look on all of you with favor.
Shut up, British Meg.
Look at Lydia. What a two-bit Wichita whore.
Wichita whore.
Like, they made the hayseed version because he's British,
right.
So now he's an American hick.
Yeah.
He calls his two-bits Wichita whores. It's just quiet.
I've seen this Family Guy episode.
Did you see the part where they talked about there being two football games that are tied?
Good evening, Billingsbury. I'm Clive Crowley. Coming up, a man with a gun and two bullets has taken over the city of Manchester. But first, our top story tonight, Her Majesty the Queen will be passing.
Don't care about this part.
Tomorrow. With details, we now go live to Indian reporter Trisha Dasgupta.
Oh, my golly, there is much commotion.
Thank you.
Don't care about this fight.
It's raining.
Here we go.
Football teams tied tonight.
12 football teams tied tonight. You know, it's funny. Yeah. Because football sucks, you get it?
That's right funny there, it is.
Yeah. Saga is so boring.
That's right funny.
Funny thing
there,
is, if you look at global stats, Brits have better teeth than you Yanks, so I believe that. Yeah, they all. I don't get the big teeth thing. Like, I think that's just a Family Guy thing.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's an old British stereotype.
Right, like, that's not really a stereotype anymore. Yeah. Like, people have dentists. Like, the British healthcare system is.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone
better.
Knows. Like, we're the hayseeds now when it comes to healthcare.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And also, yeah, the country bumpkins who spit tobacco all goddamn.
The Wichita whores?
Yeah, they're missing 5,000
mm-hmm.
teeth.
I think repeating words is just a you thing. I stole it from We Happy Few, the game that's filled with all those British people.
Oh, yeah, all
they all
Brits.
Talk like that,
oh,
and then
man,
they...
It just gets me rock hard! Sam, we're insulting your people.
Sam did resub for 8 months, he did.
Oh, Sam subscribed to us at a one-tier.
Thank you,
we got the down under with the big knife and the stingray.
Are you trying
give
to do Australia?
Give me them kangaroos, man. Let me hop in the pouch and lippity-hoppity, I turn into Bill Cosby. I don't know how that happened.
I don't either. Oh my god, so funny. Barely can do Bill Cosby.
I have to get into it though from an Australian. Be a real hyped up Australian man.
Sam, thank you very much for the 8 months of stuff, bro. Really appreciate it.
So
really
bad.
Great support of the channel,
so
it is,
bad.
It is.
You're so bad at it.
I'm going to keep doing it forever. It's like Helen. It's a part of my... Are we
it's
being
really
British?
Bad.
I think we encapsulated
we
it
we were really trying to there for a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah,
I'm always got the Australian
you're Australian.
Down here.
You sound like
I
Hugh
do,
Jackman
do.
Every time, dude. I do.
They are not...
We're trying. We're desperately trying, and I think we're succeeding.
You got the Jello and put it in the pudding, and you got yourself a rape.
Whenever something like that happens, I just look at the view list and go, "Yep, his mom's watching," and I just, you know, I wonder if she regrets it.
It was timely, man.
It is timely. Yeah, it's timely. I've never heard of British Australian Billy Cosby before.
Sam, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
I like killing people.
He does. He murdered a stripper.
Yeah.
Yep. There's one mission coming up for you I'm very excited about. What?
Never heard of British Australian Bill Cosby before.
Yeah,
that's
only
what
here.
You get on this show.
Only
things
here.
That you never thought or should exist.
Oh, my God. Thanks for the resub, Sam, even though we insulted you. Appreciate it. Hey, by the way, would someone give
we
some freaking... Would someone cheer right now? It's so embarrassing, okay? It's really embarrassing to have an empty cheer spot. Give five. 5 bits. That's all we want.
Can you give the 5 bits for the Australian
all
British
it takes is
Bill
five
Cosby
bits,
there, eh?
And you get the big D in the Discord. You can give five. You can give a nickel and be at the same level that ZFM is at. Okay? Just do it.
Do it.
You're not going to do it because they want it's like a nickel.
Now, rise, Lord Vader.
What? What is happening?
I don't know.
Okay.
I tried to do a Palpatine and it didn't work.
You're not Plotino. Notice it's empty, all right? Twitch changed something, by the way.
What?
Where the leaderboard right here. The leaderboard. Thank you, Acid. You're the big D now.
Okay? Bam.
The leaderboard shows Plotino.
Mm-hmm.
It used to reset Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Sunday was a new day. Now it's Monday.
Mm.
And Streamlabs still resets on Sunday.
Mm.
So I'm going by our Streamlabs.
Okay.
So Plotino was a big D until this morning. Okay? Acid, you guys don't need to cheer anymore, all right? Acid took the bullet. The rest of you save your bits. Give them tomorrow at Z-Swig.
You're stealing all my entertainment value.
No, I'm stealing all your money. The entertainment value is still here.
Stealing it.
You literally fell asleep twice in the show. All right.
Okay, well, yeah, now I'm here, though. I'm making British Cosby happen.
That's true. You are making British Cosby happen. In all seriousness, what you saying about NHS? What? What's NHS?
I don't know what NHS is.
We're not saying anything about it because we don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Don't tell me where to put my bits. Okay. Ninja.
NHS? National Healthcare?
Oh, yeah. We're saying your healthcare is better.
Yeah, you got better teeth.
Yeah.
Even though it used to be a thing.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay, NASA's waiting again. All right, guys, don't get into a cheer war here.
Yeah, don't.
Okay, it's not worth it. I just didn't want it to be empty. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, I don't get how 21 Savage escaped the ice for so long.
I don't. It's just weird to me how he was British and no one knew. Because why would you hide that fact? Isn't it well-known fact that if you're British and you're a musician, you're more talented?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Not when it comes to rap.
Mm.
There's a very specific...
Yeah, rap might be true.
There's a very specific British rap that he might have gotten categorized in that he didn't want to be in.
There aren't really, like, British rappers, are there?
There are. We just don't know them because they're bad.
Well, right. That's what I mean. There's no Jay-Z's, but they're British.
I mean, there are in Britain, but not here.
Right, but...
No.
If you're not in America, does it matter?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Drake is not from the UK. He's from Canada. He's from Canada. They can keep
what you talking about, Sam? What you talking about?
Like, we're not saying there's not UK rappers. There clearly are. They're just not like you name famous rock stars, they're all British, right? Led Zeppelin, Beatles, Rolling Stones.
Asking Alexandria.
The band that just came
Bring
out.
The rise.
Yeah, they're British, yeah.
They all British.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk about it.
Yeah, a lot of Brits, they are. Out there singing, bruv, about love and loss. You know, they are.
You gotta push your tongue, like, to the front of your mouth.
Put my hand in front of my mouth, like it.
Not up. You don't push your tongue up.
Hey. Here, I'll move my tongue and you tell me where to stop it, okay?
Right there. Then bite down real hard. Harder.
It's hard I can do it.
That is a British accent.
British. No,
that's a good baby
this
British
is not
accent.
British. We have Goldie looking chain. Okay, congratulations on Goldie looking chain.
Yeah, I don't want to know what that is.
Bet you all never heard of Beitar, though. Nope.
I don't want to know who that is.
Never
either.
Heard of Beitar. This is Acid just gave us a clip of Young Signorino. Feel like we should click it, but at the same time I also don't want the VOD to be muted, so
Yeah, no, we could skip out on this British music shit.
British rapper.
I'm good on not knowing that.
Yeah. I feel like none of it's going to be good, right?
I don't want to know about it.
I just want them to name one rapper who's British who's good.
There's none, man.
Thanks, Irrational.
Fucking,
It's ad quote no space, though.
Whatever his name is, John Boyega.
Have you played Apex? I haven't played Apex.
Yeah, Apex is great.
You have not played Apex.
I'll play it all day.
If that's true, I'll play with you, man.
Yeah, no, we can play.
Hey, Navius, look at that. $1.13. He's the top tipper. He's also the big beaver this week. Thank you, Navius. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate
that. What's up with the dollar? What was it, 13?
$1.13, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's 1 euro? Oh, perfect.
It's probably one euro. Well, I would like to try Apex.
Dude, Apex is great, man.
You've never played it.
It's fun.
Name one thing about it.
It's a game.
Nope, name something else. One thing about it specifically.
Oh, shit, I thought that was a fly. There's people in it.
Nope, that's not specifically about it. Keep trying.
Yeah, there's action involved.
Keep trying.
It has people in...
What's the major color clothes. Scheme of the logo?
It's gold.
Nope, you had one chance. You blew it. You've never even seen it. No. Hey, April, good to see you.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah.
Definitely not, man. Yeah. No, wait, I definitely have. It's red.
It is red. Mm-hmm. It is red, yeah, but no, it's too late.
No, I know. It's I was throwing late. You off with the gold. I definitely know what it is.
No, yeah. You don't.
No, you okay, whatever.
How many people are on a squad?
Like five.
No. Try again.
Three.
Yes.
Two.
You got it, man.
One.
You got it. Ren, thank you for the 6 bits.
24.
Appreciate that, man. 24.
24.
24 squads would be pretty sweet.
24,
actually.
7 squads. 21 Savage Squad.
It is funny, like, you actually don't know anything about it.
I know I do what it is.
Okay, so it came out with the people who made Titanfall.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay, which I also think is a British company.
Oh, that's awesome right there, man. That's the shit.
People are really torn about it.
I need to learn some slang.
Because it's free to play, so it's going to take on Fortnite. Because, like, the reason, like, Blackout, you know, the Call of Duty one didn't take out Fortnite is because people still have to buy it. So the 9-year-olds can't just download it and play. This one they can. But people are really upset because it's owned by EA. And so, like, people hate EA, but it's supposed to be really fun. But it's kind of like a mix of, like, Overwatch because the characters have abilities and stuff. And then it's like PUBG, but it's only 3-people squads. And you can, like, run up walls and stuff. So you know. Yeah.
Hey, man, you want to go to a Huru?
What's that, man?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is an Aussie lingo test.
Aussie? Yeah. What? I thought you were looking at British.
No.
Good day.
It's your shout.
Oh, right, but
Stroppy
EA owns Respawn,
man.
So they'll get all
Stroppy
the money.
Ridgy. Bunyip? Bunyip? You want a bunyip?
Yeah, sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah, man. You want to get in our thongs and go down to the beach? G'day.
G'day. You can't just throw g'day at the end of everything.
It's like it's
there's
like
microtransactions. There's microtransactions, loot boxes, dude. Yeah, I want to try it out because it's free, and I don't like Fortnite because you have to build, and I'm really bad at
what
building.
What a stinker of a day, mate.
Yeah,
it's a hot day.
Okay,
bug in and have some Tucker.
Okay,
let's eat. He was spewing.
Does that mean he's angry?
Very unhappy, agitated.
Oh, okay.
Take a squiz at that.
No, I'd prefer not to, thank
have
you.
Have a look.
Oh, no, I don't want to squiz
Give
anything.
It a barrel.
What?
Give it a barrel. Give it a barrel.
A barrel.
Barrel. Go on, try it.
Trogan.
As mad as a cut snake. Skadoo. Good day, Bill Cosby. I'm not going to say it again. Already said it once. We need to avoid saying that on any other topics.
Are you worried?
Just a little
hey,
bit.
Hey, when did Plato Sunshine... Oh, never mind.
Hmm?
Never mind. I'm an idiot. Ignore me.
Stuth? Struth? Struth. Oh, Struth, man.
What's that?
What a surprise.
This is the worst. Can we talk about this since Irrational and Renner
what
here?
What a rip snorter, man. What a rip snorter.
Tell me why so is making another movie. It's just called Big Shark.
Didn't he make a movie recently and it was good? Wasn't that what it was?
Well, there was
Didn't
that buddy comedy
what
or whatever.
Yeah, man.
Well, screaming of the infamously bad The Room over the weekend at Prince Charles Theater, director Tommy Wiseau announced his second feature is titled Big Shark.
I bet it's a rip snorter,
on a killer
mate.
Shark. News reported by German Wimps, whatever. Wiseau new movie Director April, thank you for the huge cheer. 200. Thank you very much. She says we're funny, which is incredible because what you were doing was not funny at all.
Dude, I'm great over here. I'm a fucking rip snorter right now.
Would you stop saying rip snorter?
It's fantastic, mate.
Said the
she
trailer,
looked like a stun mullet.
The teaser starts off with Patrick, played by Tommy Wiseau, who introduces friends Tim and Georgie to two women at a restaurant. The next scene, one of the women calls Sestero's characters a jerk. They both slap him. His buddies laugh at him. He laughs off the following scene. They are walking back to their car when they see the water at their feet running through the streets. After a cut, they are already up to their hips in the water. In the background, a large, badly animated shark consumes its victim. After that, the shark goes for the trio, and they try to run away. The title card comes on, after which the shot of the CG shark swimming towards the camera and snapping is repeated multiple times. It's called Big Shark.
I bet it's a beauty, man.
Best Friends, that's the name of it. That's the one that we were
talking
about.
It's a bonza. It's bonza, man.
We only got 15 minutes left of the show.
You're a gala, man.
Which means
you
we only got 15,
sleek
15 minutes left of this atrocity.
I'm a snake.
So Aquaman's also getting a spinoff. It's called The Trench. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what it's going to be about?
Those trenchy.
I never saw Aquaman, so.
What color? Trenchy?
I don't know what's happening.
It's a Minuet reference. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, I wouldn't, because that sucks.
Oh, my.
Just hit me in my teeth! What the heck?
How dare you say it's not a rip-right snorter right there, man.
Minuet is not a rip-right snorter.
It's a great
No,
time.
There's one episode that's palatable.
It's a
And then there's five that suck.
You're the worst. You know what? You're the worst.
Are you disagreeing with me?
No.
Do you want to watch
some? Yes, I am.
Do you want to watch one right now? Let the audience decide?
What is this? A Trench movie?
Yeah, Aquaman's getting a spinoff called Trench, and I want to know what is trenchy about it.
I don't really know why. Why?
I mean, I would assume there's something Trench-related in Aquaman?
Well, I mean, it's about the Marianas Trench, I'm pretty sure, is what it is.
Are you saying that because Drogon said it, or are you saying that because it's in the movie?
I think it's in the movie.
Okay, well, then that's got to be what it's around,
these
right?
Things right
like,
here?
Do they fight him or something at some point?
These things?
Yeah?
This guy?
Is that a trench monster?
Yeah, they used to be human and part like a tribe in Atlantis, but then they, like, went too deep underwater and then turned into fish people, or like they...
So there's going to be a whole movie about angry fish people.
Yeah, I guess. That sounds real dumb.
Okay. Okay. That's curious, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's dumb. Mm-hmm. That's dumb.
That's it.
That's an all-right ripper right there,
man. That's all
the
topics we're going to talk about today.
Why not? I see a James Cameron.
Yeah, you really want to talk about that?
Let's speak about the James Cameron man reveals dark title for new Terminator movie. Teases a hardened Sarah Connor. Oh, look at the big snake. She's a bit.
The only reason I'm excited about this is because now with your Detroit Become Human, we can call it Terminator Dark Fate, which is title. So now we actually know. You ever seen the Terminators, man? The OG Terminators? And 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't remember which one's which, though. They all meld together. I've seen them so long ago. I don't remember what the original one was.
Well, I think 3, 4, and 5 are trash, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like the one with Christian Bale.
Okay.
It's a little meh, but I mean, I like it. It's not really a Terminator movie.
There's no Terminator in it, right?
There is.
Because it's like after.
But yeah, it's kind of just like dealing with a world of Terminators.
Right, so it's not really a Terminator.
Right.
Yeah.
So which one's the one with the Metal Man?
Well, here's what I know, okay? I base them on Detroit Become Human. First one was Terminator 1. Second one was Terminator 2.
Oh, no way. You can count numbers?
And then Terminator 3, the one with the girl. Terminator 4, the Christian Bale one. Okay, Terminator 5, the one with Khaleesi.
Uh-huh.
And then now we got Terminator 6.
See, I don't know what the difference between 1 and 2 is. I think Terminator 2 is the one, but
one
James
and two,
Cameron.
1 and 2, they kill the Terminator at the end. And then in Terminator 2, the Terminator comes back and works on their side against another Terminator.
Okay, so T2 is the one I'm thinking of with the Metal Man.
Yeah, that can melt and mold and all that stuff.
I don't really remember the T1 then. I don't think
Rin says the one with Christian Bale is horrible. Terminator 1 is the best movie ever.
The Christian Bale one's not terrible.
Listen, dude. Colby likes bad movies. Okay, just let him
Isn't DJ Qualls in that movie or something like that?
I don't even know who that is. Best Marvel film, Sam asks. Infinity War. Full stop.
Thor 2.
You're just saying that because that's regarded to be the worst one. Okay, it's that one, then Civil War.
Howard the Duck spinoff.
That one might be the best, but I'm talking the cinematic universe. There is full frontal duck nudity in the Howard the Duck movie, so. Have you never seen that?
No.
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's do it, man.
I'm not going to show it on stream because TOS, although I'm not really sure how duck nudity factors into that.
And so the duck is naked?
They're his girlfriend, yeah. His girlfriend is topless. Okay, well, there's ducks over it. Can I get one without the stars?
Is your safe search on, man? Your safe search is on.
There's no way safe search is on.
Dude, you put on safe search for the show.
No, see? Filter explicit result.
Yeah, it's doing that right now. You have to turn that off. Are you an idiot? Turn off the filter explicit results.
Safe search on now.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm dumb.
Why? I don't want to see the naked women, okay? I want to see the naked duck. Don't quote that.
I don't... Why was there a female naked duck in the movie?
I don't know, but it's highly disturbing, and I want you to be able to look at it.
Yeah, I don't really...
There it is.
Why?
There we go.
That's unnecessary.
Yeah. There. Big naked duck boobies.
So stupid.
Yeah, there you go. How do I know it was female? Because of its big, naked female boobies. That's how I know.
They're abnormally small for the size of the duck's head.
Okay, now you're judging, you're shaming the duck.
I am.
This is a weird show.
That's a weird fake duck.
Yes. Didn't George Lucas direct Howard the Duck? He definitely was involved. I'm not sure if he directed it. He was definitely involved. It was directed by Willard Hyuk. Not a joke. He was executive producer. George Lucas was. Yeah, he is in some way responsible for the duck nudity.
He was like, you know what's good? A guy with a neck that stands real tall with big old ears, we're calling him Jaja.
Says right here, George Lucas stepped down as the president of Lucasfilm to focus on producing films, including Howard the Duck.
Also, we're going to include
He's
duck
like,
boobies.
I don't want to do Star Wars, I want to do duck boobies. And then people are like, 10 years later, they give him the prequels. And no one is like, you know, maybe this is a bad idea. Do you remember the duck boobies?
Yeah.
Remember when he gave up this franchise to make duck boobs? And now we're going to give him back the franchise?
Duck boobs, man. That's a good... That's
How did
a good
no one say
topic.
Maybe this guy shouldn't do this?
Because Hollywood is a bunch of idiots. Say I'm wrong.
I'm watching this new show right now. It's called Yellowstone. You ever heard of it?
No.
It's got Kevin Costner in it.
Gross.
Okay, and it's a show. It's set in present day about this giant ranch in Montana called Yellowstone Ranch.
Okay.
All right. And I was just bored one day and just looking for something to watch in the morning that Chris wouldn't watch with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I like ranches. You know, I'm going to click on this. I had no idea what it was about. And then it was so incredibly dark and depressing. I was like, who makes this show? And I looked it up, and it's the same guy who made Wind River and Sicario and Hell or High Water.
Huh.
And because those shows are really hard to watch because they're kind of realistic and depressing AF, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This show is too depressing.
Hmm.
Too many bad things happen.
Okay.
Like, it's all about a family. So Kevin Costner is the patriarch. He's mm-hmm. got like 5 children. And like, one's a lawyer, and one's like a business owner, one's like the ranch hand, one is like the one that's estranged, you know? And so it's about their lives, but it's mostly about like, people want to take his ranch over, and he doesn't want to let them, you know?
You sure you're not watching The Ranch with Ashton
Kutcher? I'm positive it's not The Ranch.
You sure?
I'm positive.
This storyline sounds
oddly like,
familiar.
There's so much stuff happening to this family that's awful, because it's the same guy who wrote Sicario, so people are blowing up. And, like, people are getting shot, people are getting raped, people are getting murdered. It's just, like, nothing. It's, like, not this much bad stuff happens in a week. And so it's kind of unrealistic because it's so depressing.
And in Montana, you kidding me?
Right. Like, it would be one thing if they focused on bad things happening to different people, but it's the same family. Hmm. Like, this one guy, like, finds an Indian girl from the reservation, like, in the back of a van with two white dudes who he shoots and murders, and he's got to hide the bodies, you know. And then, and also, he's driving by in one episode, and a meth lab next to him just blows up, and there's some guy's charred corpse, and he has to kill him to put him out of his misery. And then there's another one where, like, his brother is shot off a horse, and so he goes and he kills the guy who shot him, like, point blank, murders him. And it's just like, nothing happens this much in real life. Like, one of these things, okay, no. Every episode, something awful is happening.
Yep.
They're making a show on What We Do in the Shadows. Would you please do me a favor and watch this movie called What We Do in the Shadows so Acid will stop talking about it?
No.
We already talked about this on the show. It's about the guys who did the New Zealand guys who did Flying Conchords. And you said that show sucked.
Oh, yeah.
And so you weren't going to watch it. So never mind. Never mind. Did you hear they're remaking The Lost Boys? I never saw the original Lost Boys.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's an old 80s show. I know that.
Gross.
I think I'm too young. Sorry, April, to have seen that.
Sorry. I just remember the Mosby Boys, man.
Mosbys?
The Mosby Boys.
Who are those? That sounds so familiar.
They're detectives, man. They solve crimes. Like what happened to a squirrel. That's How I Met Your Mother.
That's what it is. Mosby. Ted Mosby. God. So disgusting. You won't watch What We Do in the Shadows, but, like, you'll watch that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Ray rolling through Brooklyn right now. And Game of Thrones.
I need to rewatch Game of Thrones. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
We're watching Orphan Black.
That's weird.
Have you ever seen that show?
Why the fuck are you watching that?
It's supposed to be really good, man. We watched, like, the first four seasons of it as it came out, but it's like Game of Thrones. It's super complicated, and, like, small tertiary characters can mean a big thing. And so we're just like, we can't... Like, we started watching the final season, and we're like, I don't have any idea what's going on. So we waited until it was completely done, and now we're going to binge the entire series so we could actually keep up.
I gotcha.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish that by the time Game of Thrones comes back out. I think I'm just going to enrage you during Game of Thrones viewings.
And I'm not going to watch it with you.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to watch it with you. If you're going to do that, I'm not going to watch it with you.
I can't ask questions?
No.
Okay, I'll just sit there in delightful ignorance then.
Okay.
All right. It's not fair to hold me to that unfair standard, though. You watched it 8 times last year.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not fair.
I'm watching it right now.
I know what it is. I've just never seen it. Where are you at in Game of Thrones?
Season 1.
Oh, you're literally just starting to rewatch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Back when Jamie looked like Prince Charming from the Shrek movies. Yep. Remember that.
Yeah.
All right. Show's over.
Yay. I'm going to take a nap.
I thought you were going to the gym.
I'm going to take a nap.
Thought you were doing the gym and
I'll
then doing the stair
go to the
thing.
Gym, but I want to take a nap.
Yeah, we didn't watch the video, man. Pinella won.
You can watch it.
I don't want to. I'm closing it.
All right.
Pinella won, dude. I don't want to do that to Britt. Okay, I know she doesn't like me, but I like her, and I don't want to do it to her. I'm going to let Pinella win.
I forget what that was about.
It definitely wasn't something Pinella did, because he's not funny.
No.
Yeah. So.
I think what happened... was like she was annoying me or something like that, or being like a little shit, and I was like, I'm gonna smack your ass.
Okay.
And then the quickest response ever, she was like, I want you to. And then Pinella was just sitting right next to her, and he's like, I can hear you and everything you're saying.
So you were laughing at
me? And then so she just started cracking the fuck up. I think that's what happened. I could be wrong.
That hurts my soul, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to talk to a therapist about that exact scenario for
that's
years.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, show's over.
We'll see you.
All right. Thank you guys for watching today. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
We're the Seth and Colbert Show. We do a show twice a week. Once on, what day is today? Sunday.
That would be the
and
day.
And once on what day is the next show?
The Thursday.
On Thursdays. That's when we do it. At 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European time, and then on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European time. Colby is still playing through Detroit Become Human. So, April, thank you again. 300 total bits.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Thanks, Abe.
So, we'll be back on Thursday with another episode and Colby's Part 5 playthrough.
Part 5.
No, Part 3. No, Part 5.
Part 5.
Part 5 of Detroit Become Human. Be a lot of fun. So we hope to see you then. And if not, we'll be back on... Are we doing anything special for Valentine's Day, man?
Yeah, man.
Should we just eat a lot of chocolate?
No.
Wear nippleless shirts?
No. I don't think we can do that. TOS.
Nah, it's fine.
TOS.
I think it's fine.
TOS.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be here Thursday.
Doing GOS. That.
Then we'll be back Sunday.
GTOS. Girlfriend Terms of Service.
What's that mean?
I'm not coming on this shirt. Show shirtless.
Oh, your girlfriend will get mad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably. Maybe.
We do have a lot of female viewers.
Excuse. So.
And I would be here.
Yeah. What?
Nothing. All right,
are you
so,
going to get all nipped up over there?
No, what? I say anything. Let's move on. Hey, guys, thanks for watching. Appreciate it. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all send to Colby. Get the audio show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. If you're already doing that, on Spotify, if you're already doing that, come to twitch.tv/sendtocolby. Hit follow and sub. Do it. Support the show, all right? Colby will not be here without money. All right? April, Plotino, Acid, and Navius, they carried the weight of Colby today.
Yeah, they
all right?
did.
Don't let them do that all the time.
Yeah, they did.
Okay? Love you. Thank you for being here.
All right. We do. Have
my
a
merch.
Good day, everybody.
Rep
enjoy your night. All right, mates. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time, mates.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? A real liquor or something?
Crikey. What?
Was you said that's a real liquor or something?
That's a real strip burner right there. I don't know what it was.
That's good enough. We'll see you guys later.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.